celebrations at Bottle Mart.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's just gone 8 o'clock. Our preview hour coming up for Randwick Now. Ray Thomas, Simon Donopoulos, Glenn Munsey. They're all going to join us shortly to go through them here on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central. As normal, our Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales is first up, Mark Van Gestel. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. Have you been listening this morning?
I have been intently, actually. Very interesting to hear the comments of James Cummings.
All right. Well, the question is, he felt, and maybe others feel, that the fines that are being given to jockeys and stables, if that's the case, have gone up. Is it a case that they've gone up because the prize money has gone up?
No, it's certainly not the case. And we've been dealing with the issue of fines on a consistent basis over a number of years, and. No, they haven't gone up with the increase in prize money, and they've sort of remained at a relative level. All the fines that we issue go into a welfare fund that's used to assist people that fall on hard times within the industry. So, look, they certainly don't they go to a good cause, and they haven't increased over the last years or so.
Okay, so you're saying that the fines haven't gone up at all?
No, they haven't, and. I suspect that James's reference might be to his brother who fell foul of the suit last week and had a number of fines issued against him, but that's certainly not the case, and we deal with them on their merits, and as the rules are offended, the fines are issued.
Okay, and when you do fine, it goes to a welfare fund. And does that include, like, excessive use of the whips and those sort of fines? Everything goes to that fund?
Yeah, it does. Every fine that we issue goes into the same fund, and as I said, the funds are used to assist people that fall on hard times within the industry.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully James is listening and is happy with that, like other traders that may be thinking the same thing. We're out there today at Randwick again, and we've had the run of warm weather, but this breeze today might just help you out there.
Yeah, look, we'll see how we go, Andrew. But look, the forecast is obviously for relatively high temperatures. We'll monitor throughout the day and see where that takes us.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what have you found for us?
Starting later on the day, Andrew, race 7, number 6, Breidebeck, first up at Randwick on the 15th of December. Slow to begin on that occasion, missed the start by about 3 lengths. Then approaching the 600 metres, it was checked and then held off the clear running until about the 300 metres. It finished the race off well. The extra distance would obviously suit it today. Race 8, number 14, Capperjack, Warwick Farm, last Saturday, 22nd of December. Finished fifth there behind Gongs, but it jumped quite awkwardly. Its rider became unbalanced in the saddle. Then it did race wide and without cover for majority of the race. And in the straight under pressure, it was inclined to lay in at the 150-metre mark. The rider stopped riding and straightened it. And in the circumstances, its effort was pretty good. And the final one to mention out of race 9, Andrew, number 1, Savan at Randwick on the 15th of December, first up on that occasion. Only beaten 0.6 of a length behind Star Reflection, but it raced wide and without cover for most of the race. The 200 metres it shifted in away from another runner, then inside the 200 metres it was crowded for room and couldn't really secure clear running until about the 50-metre mark.
Okay, and she's in fold. Is there a cut-off time, Mark, where she's got to stop racing?
Yeah, there is. It's after their first trimester, so they're getting pretty close to that. I haven't got the exact date in front of me, but it wouldn't be far away.
Yeah. No, this might be the last run, Savan, in the last race. Good on you, Mark. Thanks for those comments about the other question posed this morning. Have a good day out at Randwick, and we'll talk to you during the week.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. See you later.
Good on you. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ray Thomas is here. Ray, you satisfied? I think James may be satisfied with that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be, Andrew, but you handled that one pretty well. Andrew, that's unusual because I think there might be two mares racing in foal in that final race, Savan and Clipper. Clipper's in foal to Astern, so I can't recall the last time that's ever happened.
Well, they've got a cut-off point, obviously, when things pick up, but... Well, Clipper, she came back with a nice win the other day. There's nothing wrong with her form either.
I remember the years ago Special winning a Group 1 when she was in foal back in the 80s. So, and the stay of Ronnie Quinton's Prophet's Kiss by Memory ran in a Melbourne Cup in foal. So it can happen, but it's rare to see two mares in foal racing in the same race.
In the one race, for sure. Simon Dinopoulos has been with Mum and Dad this week. They've been looking after him. He jumped in the pool yesterday. He said, Simon, get yourself ready to go for an 8 o'clock start. Morning to you from Racing and Sports, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Ed. It's been tough at the top this week. I had Mum and Dad cooking for me all week, plenty of food, and, yeah, out in the pool this morning, a few laps to warm up for this morning, so ready to rock and roll.
Tough life, Simon.
How tough at the top. And he's probably just jumped out from his pool as well. The Munns. Glenn Munsey from TAB. Good morning to you, mate.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray. And good morning, Lord Fauntleroy. fair dinkum, you know, Simon. Yeah, you don't have to come on here. You know, evidently you're trying to snip Mum and Dad at the same time, eh? You know, you're a little bit short at the moment. You're putting a lot of butter on the toast there this morning for Mum and Dad. Have you hit them up for any coin as well?
No coin. No, but as you know, Mum's always got to give your parents a good rap when they certainly deserve it. Mum put on a stellar feast at Christmas, and looking forward to the New Year celebrations as well.
All right, well,
no board, Mum. That's a trick. No board. Don't want to paint any board. So,
yeah, you'd be getting away with something.
You've got to be giving them. Yeah, you've got to be giving them something, Simon. Take them out for lunch or something. Look after them a little bit, please. All right.
I told them we'll see how today goes.
All right, well, you're going to be confident with plenty of winners. So let's start looking at it. Christmas Classic Day today at Randwick. Nice day to be at the races, 30 degrees on the coast. And Glenn, the first race, a lot of intrigue in the two-year-old.
Yes, of course, 2 weeks away from Magic Millions Day, so a lot of these horses here have to win to get the prize money to guarantee them a start in the Magic Millions in 2 weeks' time. So the first is the 2019 Membership Handicap here, a two-year-old event over 1,000 metres, and Hightail here is a $7 chance. Exceed the Stars came out yesterday, 19 cents a win and 14 cents a place. Igniting at $5, Tycoon at $71. Bengala Bay at $34, Enraged with the Cross Noseband off at 14, Deviate at 13, For Love came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place, Giselle Ann at 34, Iconic Star is a $9 chance, Saturn, Rachel King back in the country today after an overseas holiday there, and Saturn's a $61 chance, Yitai Synergy, the favourite, at $2, and Movie Roll with the blinkers on today, the winkers have come off, and it's a $13 chance. Well, complete one-way traffic here for Yitai Synergy, went up $3.50, was $2.50, then $2.30 yesterday, $2 last night, and is the only one with any real support in the first.
And just looking at your prices in the two-year-old classic, it's $15 right now, Yitai Synergy, to win the race in a couple of weeks' time. But first up, Simon, it's got to get the money today. How's the pace in the race?
Yeah, as you would expect, over 1,000 metres, Andrew, fairly solid. It looks to be one of the front runners, Yitai Synergy. Tycoon, drawn inside, also presses forward. Then drawn wide, our Iconic Star, Bengala Bay and Igniting all press forward as well. So I think the sweet spot will be just behind the lead. It will be intriguing to see who takes it up, Ray.
Yeah, I see it pretty well similar, Simon. I've got Yitai Synergy on top from Iconic Star, the two first starters. They both look really good in their trials. Obviously, Yitai Synergy's looked an absolute natural at Wyong and again at Randwick, running time on both occasions and doing it with ease, hasn't she, Simon? As you said, she'll either lead or sit outside the leader here, controlling the race, and just been a huge push for her since the fields came out and the markets were opened on Thursday. Yitai Synergy now into $2, Glenn mentioned. Looks the one to beat, but I was taken by Iconic Star's trial at Gosford. She's only had the one trial going into this, but it is only a 1,000-metre race, and she's by Brazen Bow, and he's making a good start to his stud career. And her trial at Gosford, very similar to what Yitai Synergy did. Jump, led, dominated, won easy. So looks a natural too. She's just drawn a little wider than Yitai Synergy, but certainly right in the race. The nine, Giselle Ann, I think Glenn mentioned about $41 for Giselle Ann, or into $34 now. I thought she's trialled really well on four separate occasions. She had a little prep back in the spring, two trials this time in, coming off a Hawkesbury trial win when she ran good sectionals, was tested late, but they did beat Royal Banquet by about a length. They gapped the rest. I think she's over the odds and can run a race. And the one, Hightail, at least he takes the race experience to Randwick. Won on a heavy track at Kembla, but what he did do was impressive late. He was strong through the line, Hightail. 12, Yitai Synergy on top. 12 from 10, Iconic Star. These two boom fillies set to race off in the first. 12, 10, 9 and 1.
Yeah, a few very promising types stepping out here on their for their debut with the Yitai Synergy on top. Don't want to get too carried away the recent trial over the 7.42, but prior to that at Wyong, she was very good. And, you know, as you said, Ray Money speaks all languages and she's drawn to get the suck. I wouldn't want to see a lead here. I think there's enough speed around her just to take a sip from that draw, and if that's the case, I think she can be too good for them late. I think the danger is number 3, Igniting. Only saw him once at the trials after the Mara and Eustace stable and did plenty wrong there at Canterbury, but still won with a bit in hand. So I think he'll take plenty of improvement out of that experience. A bit of an awkward draw for Glenn Schofield, but I think this colt's got a fair bit of talent and wouldn't be surprised to see him give the favourite a big scare here. Number 1, Hightail, as you touched, Ray. One on debut, big step up here, giving weight away now to a few very promising types, but that race experience is worth gold at this stage. And number 10, Iconic Star, also prepped up well for this. She should press forward and be in it for a long way, but with the favourite Yitai Synergy, although I couldn't back it at the price. My numbers 12, 3, 1 and 10.
Darren Flindell calling all the action, obviously, for Sky, and he likes the favourite as well, number 12, to beat 3, 1 and 10. 12, 3, 1 and 10 for Darren in race 1, and the market reaction will be interesting if we can get it to that Magic Millions race there, Glenn.
Yeah, this race, Andrew, and of course the race in Brisbane, you know, the other horses that are in the Magic Millions market, well, Hightail's the next pick at $51, Tycoon's 200s, Enraged 100s, Deviate 100s, Giselle in 100s, and Iconic Star's 100s, and the bottom one, Movie Roll's a $51 chance. So, you know, if you look at the Magic Millions market, she is a much, much shorter price than the others in the Millions and a much shorter price than them today in the actual race at Randwick.
All right, a lot of interest in race 1. Let's move to race 2, and a very competitive race it is, the Tab Highway, Glenn.
Yeah, today's Tab Highway is a Class 3 over 1,100 metres, an equal balance here with a tongue tie on today and concussion plates on the front. It's an $8 chance. Orion Fire is at $5, and that price makes it favourite in a wide betting race. Manzana is at $8.50, Rioli at $17, Risk and Reward at $5.50, Fine Hero is $26, Camillo is $12, Invincible Tammy at $8.50, Buddy Honest with the bar plates on the front coming off, it's a $17 chance. Destiny's Reward, scratched this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Miss Fisher, 26. Carruthers at 18. Andy's a Star at $5.50. And New York Philly is a $41 chance. Best supported runner here, not an overly busy race. Around about a quarter of the total hold of the race so far is Risk and Reward in front of Invincible Tammy, and then little separating Orion Fire and Andy's a Star.
And Simon, how's the pace in today's highway?
Yeah, similar to the first. Andrew, looks to be speed across the boards here in a truly run race. From the inside, Risk and Reward and Buddy Honest both press forward. I think Invincible Tammy can lead this if they want. Manzana also presses forward. And from out wide, you've got Miss Fisher and Camillo also coming across. So plenty of speed here, Ray.
Yeah, I'm with the 5, Risk and Reward, Simon. I hope he does take advantage of that inside gate. And he comes off that Randwick comeback win, which was the Say Stella race 2 weeks ago. He drew wide that day, was in a 3-wide face breeze speed battle up front. Wasn't surprised he knocked up late. He ran 6th, beaten 5.25, but Say Stella did gap them. I thought his run was okay, given the circumstances. He's fitter now, drawn a much better gate. As Simon suggested, the lead will be right there on the speed. I think 5, Risk and Reward. He showed he's very competitive in this sort of grade back in the winter, and he strikes a good track today. I'm convinced he's a better horse on top of the ground. 5, Risk and Reward on top. From 8, Invincible Tammy. Interesting tactics here with her. Simon, if they do press forward, she comes off that Say Stella race when she hit the line strongly behind Say Stella to run third. Talented mare, in form, very fit. 3, Manzana, he didn't have much luck either in the Say Stella race. He ran 4th, splitting Risk and Reward and Invincible Tammy. If you like those two, you've got to include Manzana. And the 1, Equal Balance, the best horse in the race. that gets any sort of luck in running, he'll be charging home. Five risk and reward on top, 5, 8, 3, and 1 in a very competitive Tab Highway.
Yeah, it looks a ripper, doesn't it, Ray? I'm with number 13, Andy's a star from the Cameron Crockett stable. I just think he sets up well here third up, and the fact Matty Carl comes to town for the one ride is as good a push as you'll get. He's ridden him in four of his five career starts to this point. He's been narrowly beaten in both starts back this time in. He was huge at Mudgee last start, coming from near impossible position only to be narrowly edged out on the line. He returned a new career peak there, only lightly raced. If he can take another step forward third up, just with the speed on, hopefully he doesn't get out of his ground. There looks to be plenty of it, and if they do overdo it in front, I think he can be too strong for them late. So happy to lean his way. From number 8, Invincible Tammy. I think she's been very good in two runs back this time in. That say stellar form looks the goods here, and she looks to get a good run. So happy to have her as the main danger. Number 5, Risk and Reward, just a complete forgive first up. Form prior, very good, and should improve sharply second up. And number 3, Manzana. Been very good in two starts to this point. Should be at his top third up and have to respect. But if they overdo it, I think Andy's a star can get over the top of them. My number's 13, 8, 5 and 3.
Andy's a star at that $5.50 quote. Darren Flindell goes Risk and Reward on top here, number 5, also at $5.50 to beat 2, 8 and 13. 5, 2, 8 and 13. And the other thing that we'll have to monitor, guys, if this breeze kicks in, it is a headwind in the straight. So it'll be interesting if it gets up to 30 knots, Ray.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. So no doubt the jockeys will be taking note of that, and they ride to the conditions, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. The third race, Glenn, the events at the ATC Handicap. This is another look. It might be a reasonably small field, but there's plenty of potential here going forward to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, this is a benchmark 88 over 1,400, and I don't know whether anyone's having the same problem as me, but if you'd like to look on your Tab app, Andrew, are you getting a price showing up for Drakenfels?
No.
It is definitely out. Well, on my system here, it's still sitting there at $8.50.
Yeah, still there.
And I can't give you a deduction for it because I can't find a deduction for it anywhere. So, and we've
okay, well, on the Tab app, it's definitely not there.
Right, okay, but, you know, on this system I'm looking at here, but I can't give you a deduction because it's not telling me it's scratched, and it's telling me the market's 136.1%. So these will be the prices anyway. You've just got to treat Drakenfels as a scratching, but we've got New Universe here as a $7 chance. Redouble, $3.10. Sweet Deals at $4. Drakenfels is out. The deduction will be about 10 cents, but I can't tell you because I can't find it. Reneged is at $34. Onslaught at $6.50. Brazen is out, no deduction. And Bondi is a $2.90 chance. Bondi and Redouble, the two most popular runners here, about half as much money again on Bondi as they're in on Redouble. And a fair way away is Sweet Deal.
Half a dozen only here, Simon. How's it going to be?
Yeah, only looks to be a moderate tempo on paper. Interesting listening to Tommy this morning, keen to kick up on Onslaught. I'd imagine Bondi wants to come across and either press for the lead or sit outside. Then you've got Sweet Deal trailing those two. And I think Redouble, expecting to be ridden a lot closer today, looks to land in the 1-1 for Huey.
Yeah, just those two go forward horses, isn't it, really, Simon, Onslaught or Bondi? I dare say Onslaught might try and hold that inside, as you suggested. I'm with Bondi here. I thought he was really good first up in that Magic Millions 3- and 4-year-old race at Wyong. He ran second to Problem Solver, getting home hard late. Invincible Star was third. A really good return from this colt, who back as a 2-year-old was placed to run second in a Group 1 Champagne Stakes. We know he's always shown ability, still only won the one race, but he has run in some very, very good races. Just had the one run during the spring, but was turned out straight away by Team Snowden. Obviously getting ready for the Magic Millions, and that Wyong run was super. 53.5 here, Corey Brown puts him in the right position. Should be really hard to beat here. If this develops into a sprint home, Bondi with that lightweight will take a lot of catching. I've got him on top from 3, Sweet Deal. John Thompson scratched her from the Bell of the Turf yesterday for this race. She's just a mare in the zone at the moment. Her last two wins at Rose Hill, you've just got to give a massive ticks away. She's attacked the line. There's no reason why she can't go 3 in a row. Just the tempo of the race, I think it's advantage Bondi for mine here. Simon, the 2 Redouble, he does tend to get back, but the small field today, he shouldn't be too far off the lead. He's got his hoof right on the till. That Warwick Farm run last week on the soft track, again, an eye-catcher getting home hard, as he's done all three runs this prep. And the 6 Onslaught leads and controls. He was good last start at Rose Hill behind Erythea, beaten a length and a half. She's come out and just got beaten in the Bell of Turf to Frank the Form. So he's third up here going well. I'm with 8 Bondi, the lightweight, the three-year-old, to bounce back to winning form in the third. 8, 3, 2, and 6.
He's only won 3 from 23, redouble, but pretty keen. This is his race. Confident he's back in career best form this time in. Just the barriers haven't helped him. He was super first up, only narrowly beaten, and then his last two starts been forced to go back. He's reeled off really slick sectionals home. On the quick back up, up to 1,400, Hugh Bowman legs aboard. And I think he does land in the 1-1 here. I don't think he'll have trouble getting into that position. And he has reacted well on the quick back up previously. He's had 4 starts for 1 win and 2 placings. The only time he missed was in Group 2 company in the Far Lap Stakes. So I think this is his race, redouble. I thought he was really good last start. Keen to be with him. I think the danger is number 8, Bondi. Looks a roll across from that draw. Good to see him back in good order first up. Should only improve further off the back of that effort. And down in the weights, you've certainly got to respect him. Number 3, Sweet Deal, absolutely airborne this preparation. Showed a lot of promise early on and now looking to deliver this time in. You have to respect her. And number 6, Onslaught, should lead from that inside draw and can probably give a bit of cheek. But I think if Redouble settles in that 1-1 position, they're going to really struggle to hold him out here. My numbers 2, 8, 3 and 6.
Darren Flindell goes for Sweet Dream, a Sweet Deal here that was, as Ray mentioned, saved from yesterday. 3 on top to be 2, 8 and 6. 3, 2, 8 and 6 for Darren. And there's a couple here, aren't there, Glenn, in that Tab fixed odds market for the 3-year-old race at the Gold Coast. Bondi, I think, is third favourite. So this market could change a bit today as well.
Yeah, he was an $8 chance, I wrote down, Andrew, in the three-year-old Magic Man's Guineas Bondi. That was I wrote that down yesterday. I wouldn't think he would have been a dramatic...
No, he's still $8.
Yeah, still an $8 chance. Yeah.
The one that I can report in that market, $15 Starfall, who won during the week, they have decided not to go to the Gold Coast. They're going to come to Sydney on the 12th and run in a 1,000-metre race, but Starfall won't be going to that three-year-old Guineas race at, as I say, the Gold Coast. They're the first three races here. Let's take a break. This is Racing HQ. The boys back to look at race 4 in a moment.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first, second and third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colt's a half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at 2. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, Road to Magic Millions Excitement, reaches fever pitch with the $1.5 million Burnborough Handicap Day at Doomben today, featuring the Burnborough, the Vaux Road and the BJ McLaughlin and 4 last chance wildcards. This form will be Magic Millions' goal. $1.5 million Burnborough Handicap Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Inglis, the only auction house to sell a 2-year-old Group 1 winner in Australia this year. Esterjab in the Golden Slipper.
Esterjab hanging on from a hood and Esterjab.
Written by in the Blue Diamond.
But it's written by for Jordan Childs. What a victory!
Seabrook in the Champagne Stakes.
And Seabrook goes on to win it.
And the Autumn Sun in the JJ Atkins.
The Autumn Sun stretches.
Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? Inglis.com.au.
Okay, Lionel, what are we calling it?
How about this, Mum? The Bingley This Only Happens Once a Year Absolutely Massive Deals.
Hurry up!
On a huge range of the world's leading brands in everything from fridges and washers to TVs, computers and Bluetooth speakers.
I've got to go now.
At prices you won't believe sale.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
But, Mum, this year's sale is bigger than big.
The Bingley Bigger Than Big Sale. Done.
But, Mum!
Lionel.
The Bigger Than Big Sale. On now at Bingley.
Wrap up the weekend racing Monday morning at 9.
24 minutes past 8 it is on a Saturday morning. Racing HQ being heard on Sky Sports Radio, and of course you can watch us every Saturday on Sky Thoroughbred Central. And I should mention Ray and Simon, the big guns are coming out New Year's Day. Ray said, hang on a sec, I'm a party animal, I'm getting out on New Year's Eve and I won't be around to come in on New Year's morning. So you wouldn't believe, Ray, who do you reckon's hosting on Tuesday morning with me?
Tell me, Andrew, I don't know.
Glenn Munsey.
Oh, you're
he's going to be
very safe hands. Very safe hands.
He wants to do the interviews. You're already preparing, are you, Glenn?
I'll be printing the fields out, Andrew, after we do Melbourne this morning to have a perusal of that today and tomorrow, and I'll be sending you a list of requests. So you can attack those on Monday.
All right, we'll do all that, but can't wait for New Year's Day. We'll be on air, of course, from 6:30. Are you with us, Simon?
I'm not, Andrew. To my knowledge.
Okay.
We've got to get a set of egg flips as well, have I? I've got to do everything.
No, I probably arrange someone, but I'll go to my book of notes and see what I've done.
I'm a bit disappointed though, not being able to riff with Munsey. That's disappointing. Yeah.
Well, you're starting with the C team with me, so we've got to go to the D team for the tips.
No, well, I've probably organised someone. I've better check that I have.
Listeners will be happy to know that we're not on the TV Tuesday morning.
No, it's just radio. It's just radio. Righto. Now, race four, of course, Ray, you had the news Monday morning, and I know there's been a stack of tributes paid in honour of John Marshall.
Yeah, and actually a bit of news again too, Andrew. There'll be a memorial for John Marshall at Randwick on Monday, January 7, starting at midday, and I know all of John's family are extending an invitation to all his many friends, if they can, to attend that memorial for one of the great champion jockeys, Glenn.
Yeah, and actually a little bit to do with Johnny when he came over from Perth to be apprenticed to Pat Murray. One gentleman by the name of Jack Thompson took Johnny under his wing, and he was quite often at our place, Johnny, coming to the races with Tomo and Dad. He was a fine sportsman, Johnny Marshall. Not only a very, very good jockey, but a very, very good sportsman. We got him in the Jockeys and Associates cricket team. And he was a very, very nice man, John Marshall. I don't know too many people had a bad word to say about him. He retired very, very young. To the Sunshine Coast at Coolum. And he passed away around about midnight, I think you'll find, on Christmas Eve.
Sunday night into Monday,
So a sad loss. And he was that sort of type of bloke, Johnny Marshall. He told very, very few people he was actually sick.
No one really knew, did they?
All right, let's have a look at the market here. Glenn, for the Vale, John Marshall.
Yes, this is a benchmark 76 over 1,400 metres, and Generalissimo, the toppy here, blinkers on today, a $7.50 chance. Mr. Tickets at $26. Mr. Songman, blinkers on today, odds on, $1.70. Aaron Cheney with the near side blinker on, the visor goes off, she's a $9 chance. Good Weather is at $8. Shock Alert is at $18. Brother in Arms at $31. Choice Lager running here, scratched from another race, it's a $14 chance. Fuchu came out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. It'll go round on Tuesday on the Kenzo track. Nickers in a Twist at 21, and Tenorino is a $31 chance. Well, best supported runner here is Mr. Songman. Went up $2.20, was $2 on Thursday night when we did Formline. Was into odds on yesterday and been odds on for a while now. In fact, 70% of the money invested on it in total has gone on it as a $1.70 chance. It's a very long way ahead of Nickers in a Twist is actually second pick.
How's the pace in this race over the 1,400?
Yeah, not a lot, Andrew. I think Mr. Songman dictates comfortably here. Blinkers on first time. He leads. And then away from that, Good Weather kicks up inside him. Choice Lager and Aaron Cheney also press forward, but I think he leads this fairly easily, right?
Yeah, I agree, Simon. He does look really hard to beat that $1.70 short enough, but look, he deserves to be so, doesn't he, Simon? Both his runs for the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott stable have been super. First up, he was just edged out right on the line by Kappa Jack at Rose Hill, and then he backed up at Randwick there 2 weeks ago and was third to Deprive and missed Toorak Flyer. And he looked that day like he was needing a little bit further. Both those runs were over 1,100 metres. Steps out to 1,400 metres today. He's won his only previous attempt at this distance. And as Simon said, he's going to lead this field, control tempo. He should just out-sprint them. He's going well, this horse, since joining the Tullock Lodge camp, and three Mr. Songman. Shortest price favourite on the day, but does look the one to beat. I thought five Good Weather and a good race second up there, chasing home Discussions at Rose Hill. Wouldn't need to improve much to be in the finish here. One Generalissimo, coming back in grade. He is up in weight, but the grade drop is significant. He wasn't beaten far in the Erythea race at Rose Hill last start. He's a handy horse on his day, Generalissimo. This could be his chance. And of the others, the four, Aaron Sheeney, fitter for two runs back from a spell, comes out of that discussions race where good weather was second. He wasn't beaten far running sixth. He can improve too. But three, Mr. Songman, ticks all the boxes for mine here, Simon, in the four. 3, 5, 1, and 4.
Yeah, we'll box up the first four race, same numbers for me, Mr. Songman on top. Interesting to see the effect the win has in the first three races. Obviously, he's going to lead here fairly comfortably, so interesting to see how the market reacts, and we'll see how the track plays early. But clearly on top, he jumped off the page when acceptances came out, and then after he did the speed maps, the double tick really, isn't it? Both runs back have been very good. He was mucked up to his peak last start at Ramico, the 1100, and he should be better suited out to 1400. So clearly on top, Mr. Songman from number five, good weather, did a good job sticking on to run second last start. Can build on that further here, third up. Number four, Aaron Cheney, solid enough in two runs back. He's an honest horse, he can run well. And number one, Generalissimo, if he puts his best foot forward, he can certainly be in the finish. But it's all about Mr. Songman here, should lead and win. My numbers 3, 5, 4, and 1.
Yeah, and similar boxed up numbers for Darren Flindell as well. He goes the favourite 3 to beat 1, 5, and 4. 3, 1, 5, and 4 in race number 4. We should remind you also of those offers. They're on available on races 1 to 3 today for the meetings at both Randwick and Moonee Valley. So those tab offers, if your horse runs second or third, the bonus bets back up to $50. Races 1 to 3, in fact, Doomben is included in that today. Doomben, Moonee Valley, and of course at Randwick Glen. We move to race 5 here now. This is the Highland Boxing Day Sale Handicap.
Yeah, benchmark 78 over 1,800 metres here, and Collateral's a $23 chance. He gave a little bit of a rap this morning, Bjorn Baker.
He did. He did.
23. Yeah. Turnberry is at $5. Asterius, $4.20. That price makes it favourite. Drockich at $14. Trafalgar at $15. Live and Free at $8.50. Island Missile at $7.50. So You Win came out this morning. 6 cents a win at 6 cents a place. Zippity Doodah is at $9.50. Miss Shanty out this morning. 6 cents a win at 6 cents a place. Lorcel at $10. Naya at $6.50. Temprado is a $41 chance. And Sostenido is out. No deduction. Best supported runner here. Not a savage betting race, but Asterius is the most popular runner in front of Naya. Third pick would be Turnberry, and fourth pick would be Zippity Doodah.
And we know these horses pretty well at the 1,800, Simon.
And Turnberry looks to control here, Andrew. I don't think there's a great deal of pressure in the race. Collateral also looks to press forward, and then drawn inside, Lawsall, Drockich, and Island Missile can press forward. But I think Turnberry up in trip now, Ray, should be able to dictate.
Yeah, it'd be hard to beat too, won't you, Simon? Look, the only thing stopping me from declaring Asterius close to a good thing is the barrier and that tempo. So he's going to get back, as we know. That's Asterius's racing pattern from that wide gate. But, geez, Reed, a win, isn't he? Both his runs back have been good. Everyone was tipping him second up in the Rose Hill race over 1,500 metres. It was interesting, Simon. He actually drifted on track that day from $5 out to sevens. He got back, but again hit the line hard, beaten less than a half length into third behind Reflectivity and Turnberry. Third up, 1,800 metres. Just needs a touch of luck in running. He'll be hitting the line hard. He's the horse to beat, 3 Asterius. Pretty confident he can get the job done. I'm giving 6 Live and Free another chance. Look, on face value, he looked disappointing at Rose Hill last start running 8th, but the winner of that race, Skyboy, came out and won the Villiers. The runner-up, Fierce Impact, came out and won the Summer Cup. At his previous start, Live and Free was really good at Flemington during the Cup Carnival, and the horse we saw back in the autumn, if he finds his best form again, watch for him rocketing home, Live and Free. He's a talented horse on his day. Had a little troll in between runs here to keep him fresh. Of the others, 2, Turnberry. Look, no knock on him. He's as honest as the day is as long. He puts himself up on the speed in the contest all the way. He fights really hard. Just the 1,800 metres, Simon, I'll be interested in your thoughts. I think that's right at the far end of his stamina reserves, Turnberry, but he's rock-hard fit. He'll be hard to beat, no doubt about it, particularly if he controls tempo. And 9, Zippity Doodah, had no luck at Canterbury. Form prior to that run behind Organza and Reflectivity at Rose Hill, super, definitely a chance. But I'm pretty keen on 3, Asterius, 3, 6, 2 and 9. Interesting race 5, Simon.
Yeah, for sure, Ray, and I'm with you with Asterius, confident, clearly the best horse in the race. hate the setup in terms of he's going to go back in a slowly run race, but I think you've got to trust he's the best horse. He's third up to 1,800 and gets Hugh Bowman. So I think that offsets the fact there doesn't look to be a great deal of speed. I thought he was really good. I thought he was going to win at Rosehill last start over the 1,500, just sort of peaked on his run late. So now third up, should be ready to rock and roll. Clearly on top for me. I think the danger is clearly number two, Turnberry. Just with the aid of the claim and the lack of speed, he's going to be able to dictate and continues to race well this time in good form races. So I expect Turnberry to give plenty of cheek out in front. Number seven, Island Missile, expect him to show good improvement. Third up now, up in trip. And number six, Live and Free, Agree Ray, certainly remains under strong notice. Been below his best this time in, but again, if he puts his best foot forward, he's going to be right in the finish. But I think Asterius can go on a bigger and better and should be hard to beat. My numbers 3, 2, 7, and 6.
Darren Flindell's gone with Zippity Doodah here for Chris Lees and Regan Bayliss, currently at $9.50. 9 on top to beat 2, 3, and 12. Zippity Doodah on top for Darren Flindell in race 5. We get to the big feature race of today, the Christmas Classic, and we see a dual group winning mare, Glenn, coming back to the track.
Yes, it's Elise, and she's been 2.25 into 2.15 so far this morning, Elise, so there's a firm up. Fell Swoop's a $3.70 chance. Boss Lane's at 19. Handsome Thief with the cross noseband off and the nasal strip off. It's at $19 also. Hussein Eagle at $10. My Favourite with the blinkers on at 14. Le Cordon Bleu is at 14. Problem Solver is at $6. And Savan came out all the way back on Thursday. 7 cents a win and nothing the place. But roughly four times the amount of money on Elise than Fell Swoop. And as I said, 2.25 to 2.15 already this morning.
Could Fell Swoop get a similar role to last time?
Yeah, I think he will, and I suppose on the paper last start, it looked like Cradle Mountain handed up to him, but I don't think Cradle Mountain could have let him. The early sectionals in that race, the way the track was playing, Fell Swoop just run him into the ground, so I can't imagine anything's going to test him here for the lead. My Favourite, Boss Lane, Press Over, and Problem Solver kicks up, it takes a trial, so I think Tommy certainly gets his own way in front. I saw the stewards map had Elise fairly forward, Ray. Where do you have her settled?
Yeah, it's interesting. I got about midfield, probably settling fourth or fifth, Simon.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how, obviously we'll know how the track's playing by this race, but I think Fell Swoop, if he runs similar to what he did last start, he'll take some catching.
Exactly, he does like to roll along. I don't think they'll want to press out on Elise early, will they, Simon, and do too much on her early, because she is first up off a long break, and her general racing pattern is to set off, and then she just unleashes, and look, we know she's all class. She's a dual Group 1 winner. Her two trials this prep have been just super. She was cantering outside foreign territory when she won that Randwick trial. I know she has to carry the 60.5, but she deserves that sort of a weight given her record. And I go back to her comeback race at Randwick back in February this year in the Light Fingers over this course and distance when she was outstanding winning that race. The tempo's the issue because she'll be giving Fell Swoop a start, but he does like to roll, as Simon suggested, so it won't be a sit sprint, that's for sure, and that gives Elise the chance then to produce that finishing sprint, which is just outstanding. I've got her on top one, Elise, from 2 Fell Swoop. Popular horse, great to see him win the Razor Sharp last start. He'll be in front for a long way and give Elise something to chase. He's very, very good on his day, as we know, Fell Swoop. The 8 Problem Solver, that was a giant killing performance at Wyong. She left Bondi and particularly Invincible Star with no excuses that day. Gets in with the limit weight, 53. I know she's going to take on 2 top-class sprinters in Elise and Fell Swoop. That 7.5 weight pool gives Problem Solver some hope of running a competitive race here. And the 5 Hussein Eagle, I thought his run first up at Flemington was excellent. I do take Patrick Payne's point, though, earlier as he spoke to Andrew and I, that second up he can run a flat race, but he is a quality sprinter and he's on the way to the Magic Millions after this. 1 Elise, great to see her back. Hope she can make a winning return. I think she will in the Christmas Classic. 1, 2, 8, and 5.
Yeah, similar numbers for me, Ray. I've tossed and turned on this race and swapped and changed a few times. Just with Elise, she's rated up to her best form here, and the likelihood of her doing that first up over 1,200 with obviously bigger fish to fry down the track. I think you sort of want to, I've got to be against her, certainly at the price, given Fell Swoop is fit up and running, and on his last start win, he should lead these fairly comfortably. And as mentioned, I thought shouldn't have handed up on Cradle Mountain last start, but then when you break the race apart, I don't think he could have let him. He can't go as fast as Phil Swoop did in that race.
He was rolling, wasn't he, Simon? Yeah.
He was rolling. It looked like he got an easy lead, but he ran him into the ground.
Yeah.
And I think if he repeats that today, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. And Matty's done a great job getting him back to his best form, one of his best rating performances last up, Phil Swoop. So I think if he repeats, he's certainly a solid marker to run at. No real knock on Elise, just the fact you're taking short odds about a horse who's got bigger fish to fry. 1,200, not her best trip, and I know she's trialled up very well, but you've got to put it into perspective. Her first trial behind Shock Alert's rated 71, and Foreign Territory's rated 66. So a mare of her ability, she'd want to be going past some cantering. So that's my one reservation, and they're not going to bustle her early. She'll be giving them a start, but no knock on her. Great to see her back at the races, but couldn't possibly back her at the price. Number 8, Problem Solver, fit up and running. Great job to win last start. Have to respect her, although this is a lot harder again. And number 5, Hussein Eagle. Again, yeah, just a query second up, but his first up run was enormous. So if he runs up to that, he'll be in the finish. But I think Phil Swoop, he's going to take plenty of catching here. My numbers 2, 1, 8 and 5.
2, 1, 8 and 5 from Simon in race 6. Darren Flindell likes Phil Swoop as well. The 2 to beat 1, 8 and 3. 2, 1, 8 and 3. But Glenn, as you watch this race today, Phil Swoop in front and Elise coming hard. It's going to be a good race for us to be watching.
Well, it's always the case, Andrew. If you're on Phil Swoop and it's in front, you're getting it to hold on. And if you're, you start to get the lean on as you're watching the television or how you're watching it to try and make sure it's holding on. Or if you're on Elise, you're willing it home. Down the outside, always fine races. Typically, you know, as a punter, if you're on the leader, they get run down. If you're on the one charging home, they get there too late. So good luck to everyone, whatever they're doing, whether they're on the leader, Phil Swoop. We're throwing it out there that Phil Swoop will be a fair way in front of Elise, but who's to say we don't get a change in tactics?
Knows?
And, you know, a horse like My Favourite with the blinkers on, that they say we're going to race a lot more forward today. So...
We'll watch that over the next few hours. Three races to come in our Christmas Classic preview for Randwick. Back with race 7 in a moment.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tad's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Doomben, Randwick and Moonee Valley. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account best only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Tab Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, Road to Magic Millions excitement, reaches fever pitch with the $1.5 million Burnbra Handicap Day at Doomben today. Featuring the Burnbra, the Vaux Road and the BJ McLaughlin and four last chance wildcards. This form will be Magic Millions gold. $1.5 million Burnbra Handicap Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart. Grab a 700ml bottle of Grant Scotch Whiskey for just $35.99. Grant Scotch Whiskey. Triple wood, triple good. Enjoy responsibly. Catalogue out now. Start your Christmas celebrations at Bottle Mart. Summer is a great time to play catch-up, whether it's with the cricket, tennis, or on those projects around the house. Get inspired for your home reno with Wideline Windows and Doors. Whether it's awnings at Avalon, sliding windows at Seven Hills, or bifolds at Broadmeadow, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Take a closer look at the stylish range of Wideline Windows and Doors. Get started today by visiting wideline.com.au.
The catalogue for a bigger, better Inglis Classic yearling sale is out now. Extended to more than 1,000 horses with 5 days of selling at Riverside Stables, February 9, 10, 11, 12 and 14, 2019. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on a Saturday morning. We've got our main provincial program today out at Scone. It's going to be the Racing New South Wales heat policy for horses. It was mentioned yesterday that horses, it would be the idea to get them there 2 hours prior to race time. That has been changed to 90 minutes. So just take note, if you are taking horses out to Scone with the heat, the policy is that you need to have your horses there 90 minutes before they race today. Righto, Glenn, let's move to race 7 today out at Randwick.
Yeah, the TAB rewards here, the benchmark 94 over 1,600 metres, and Articus is not there. The deduction's 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Sir Plush is a $12 chance, Tip Top at $4.80. Rodrigo with the earmuffs off at $21, Super Tycoon at $71, Birdebeck at $10, Gresham $3.20 in favourite, Reflectivity at $3.40, Vaucluse Bay is a $16 chance, and Arraignment is at $8.50. Slightly more money for Reflectivity than there is for Gresham, and third pick is Birdebeck.
Who takes it up over the mile here?
Yeah, looks solid, Andrew. I think Arraignment and Reflectivity both press forward. Then you've got Gresham and Sir Plus drawn outside those. So I'd imagine they probably want to come across but settle behind the Legio. But solid tempo, Ray.
Yeah, agree, Simon. Just a quick one, boys. Just got a text from Joe Pride. Glenn, you nailed it. With those blinkers on, my favourite, he will be ridden forward in the Christmas Classic. So that might put a little bit of pressure on Fell Swoop there on the speed map. To race 7. I'm with Reflectivity here, boys. I think this horse has come up in terrific order. His last two runs at Rose Hill, both excellent. He was second to Organza, who ran well on the Bell of Turf yesterday. Then he's edged out Turnberry and Asterius in a tight finish there at Rose over 1,500 metres. I know he has to go to the Randwick 1,600 metres, but he has won over the 1,600 before. He's rock hard fit, and the big tick in his favour is Brock Ryan's 3 kilo claim. He can claim the full three, so Reflectivity gets him at just 50.5. He'll be settling probably outside leader or just tucking in behind Arraignment. Either way, he'll be in the box seat, and I think 8 Reflectivity is a horse they have to run down. 7 Gresham just needs to get across, doesn't he, Simon, from that slightly awkward gate, but his two runs back have indicated he's ready to win now. Gresham, I thought he was really good in the Randwick race 2 weeks ago behind Penske. He's a horse who, once he strikes form, invariably puts a few good runs together, getting out to his favourite distance now, the 1,600. 3 Tip Top, awkwardly drawn here, but he comes off that really impressive win, beating Organza and Roman Sun at Randwick 2 weeks ago. Proved he can run a strong mile that day. He'll run well again. And I thought at odds, number 6, Birdebeck. I liked his run first up in the Penske race. Perhaps he's looking for a touch further now. His best form's over middle distances. But second up here, he's still fresh enough, and he's at big odds. Definitely one for your multiples. 8 Reflectivity on top, 8, 7, 3 and 6.
Yeah, I'll swing the other way, Ray, with the two market leaders. I'm with Gresham on top. I think his two runs back have been very good, and I don't mind where he's drawn. I think he gets a chance just to hopefully slot in behind the speed. Reflectivity and Arraignment look the front too, and then I think Sir Plush and Gresham just come across. So I think shouldn't get into a bad position there for Corey Brown, and third up, getting out to the mile, as you touched on, two of his three career wins have come at the 1,600, and it's placed in 3 of 4 at Randwick. So I think if he gets into that good spot early, third up, should be ready to show his best form, and I think he's going to be hard to beat. No knock on number 8, Reflectivity, back in good order. Did a really good job to win last start. Should either lead or sit outside in this race this afternoon. It does get him well after the claim, so do respect his chances. Number 10, Arraignment, continues to race well. He'll give plenty of cheek out in front. And number 3, Tip Top. Hard to knock on his last start win. Different scenario for him. He got the nice suck run last start, now drawn wide. But on that last start win, he can measure up again. But I think Gresham's ready to win now, third up. My numbers 7, 8, 10 and 3.
Darren Flindell goes for the Hawks horse with Brock Ryan. The 8 to be 10, 3 and 7. 8, 10, 3 and 7 in race 7. Today's TAB rewards. James Cummings gave us a good push earlier with Deprive. Let's go through the market here in race 8.
Yeah, the ATC handicap here, benchmark 78 over 1,200 metres, starting with After All That is a $19 chance. Blue Tycoon with the winkers on at 18. Nick Tock at 16. Deprive, $2.15. It was $2.30 this morning, so $2.30 into $2.15 so far today, Deprive. Jungleized is $11. Southern Lad at 6. Mad for Art at 23. Nicolance with the blinkers on and the concussion plates on the front, it's at $34. Hand from Above, out no deduction. Isa Rich, 51. Pipeline with blinkers on, the visor off, and back as a gelding today, It is a $13 chance. Poetic Charmer out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Choice Lager out, running earlier, no deduction. And Kappa Jack is at $4.80. Well, up until this morning, there wasn't a great deal between Deprive and Kappa Jack, but since, roughly half of the total investment on Deprive has come this morning, 230 into 215. Kappa Jack's gone 460 out to 480. It's second pick, and third pick is the toppy after all that.
And the pace, Simon, this race, 1,200?
Looks genuine, Andrew. Jungle Eyes looks to press forward from out wide along with Iso Rich. Nicolance also shouldn't be too far away. And then from the inside, Mad Farad will certainly want to utilise that inside draw. And Blue Tycoon and Nick Tock also have speed. So plenty of speed here, right?
That's music to my ears, Simon, because obviously Deprive just needs a touch of luck. He's drawn barrier three here, but with that speed on, hopefully they'll just get string out a little bit and they'll give Hugh Bowman some room to make his finishing sprint on Deprive. And, gee, that win at Randwick 2 weeks ago was an exceptional ride and an exceptional win by Deprive, because he had to have the acceleration and the ability to take advantage of those gaps that Hugh was putting the horse into. And in the end, he just dominated that race, arrived late and swamped Miss Toorak Flyer. That was on a soft six. I'm convinced Simon is even better on top of the ground, so he'll get those conditions to suit. Out to 1,200 metres, genuine tempo up front for Deprive. Barring bad luck, I think horse to beat, bet of the day. I'm giving 14 Kappa Jack another chance. I think it's a tip in itself that Team Hawks are backing up with Kappa Jack. They want to try and get this horse in the Magic Millions. Two things. That tells me he's pulled up well from Warwick Farm last start. And you've got to give the horse another chance. He never had much luck trap wide on that soft seven track. Back on top of the ground, his Rose Hill debut win beating Mr. Songman was outstanding. Five Jungle Eyes, I thought he did a good job first up. He can be fitter. And the six Southern Lad comes off that good win at Canterbury. He's in very, very good form at the moment. But four Deprive just needs to avoid bad luck, I think, Simon. He's the horse to beat in race eight. 4, 14, 5, and 6.
Yeah, clearly best bet of the day for me, Ray, with Deprive. His win last start at Randwick was enormous. We've already seen three subsequent winners come out of the race, and I'd imagine Mr. Songman will make it four before Deprive lines up this afternoon. He was a sectional star there. He wasn't entitled to win given the race shape. Mr. Toorak Flyer looked home and hose and really savaged the line. 1,200 is a tick. Agree, Ray, he should be better on top of the ground. Inside draw, slight concern, but trust in Hugh Bowman. I think you're right. They should string out, and if he gets the gaps, I think he's going to be winning. I think he can go into much better races, this horse. He's very, very promising. Number six, Southern Lad, he too, heading the right way. Did a good job to win at Canterbury. Since kept fresh in a nice soft trial, he can continue his upward spiral here. Number 14, Kappa Jack, really impressive, obviously winning on debut, and then happy to forgive. He's only beaten a length and a half, so it wasn't a poor performance last start, but he too should be much better on top of the ground and obviously looking ahead towards the Magic Millions with him. And number 7, Mad for Art, can be a sharp improver second up here. Should press forward from that inside draw and expect him to run well, but think Deprive has their measure comfortably here. My numbers 4, 6, 14 and 7.
Yeah, completing the Deprive thoughts of Darren Flindell. He likes it as well. 4 to beat 6, 14 and 8. 4, 6, 14 and 8. What price at the moment, Glenn? $2.15.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see whether it gets any... Will it get any tighter with everyone talking about it?
It just has, Andrew. Now 2.10.
Wow.
So 2.10 now Deprive, and Kappa Jack's gone to $5. That's the great advantage of having Larry here. And the other thing is that Drakenfels has actually come out of that race now, and it came out at 8.27, so I wasn't seeing things. 8 cents to win an 8 cents a place out of that third race.
Okay, that'll do, because, Glenn, we're now running a bit tight for time.
Oh, I'm going to have it on again, Andrew. It just wouldn't be a Saturday unless we got
the
it on.
$1.01 lob.
Just dropped it in. The summer racing is the last, Glenn.
Yes, those runners under $10 to speed it up here. Now, we'll have a look at the full market here. This benchmark 78 for fillies and mares over 1,200. Savan is a $4.60 chance, and that price makes it favourite in the last. Zonk at $6.50. Charlene out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Fox Swift out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Pumpkin Pie with a cross noseband on at $8.50. Kawakini at $9. Malmusa at $34. Clipper is an $8 chance. It's so obvious. Won yesterday, didn't it?
Yep.
4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. The deduction was scratched yesterday. Tanico's at $5. Levy Banks at $19. Sea Glasses at $12. Zittus is a $6.50 chance, and Arizona Wildcat with the blinkers off at $71. Not a very busy betting race. Most popular runner at this stage is Zizzis in front of Pumpkin Pie.
And how's the pace, mate?
Yeah, just even, Andrew, in the last. I think Zonk looks to come across and lead from that draw. Then you've got Clipper, Arizona Wildcat, Zaziz and Savan all pressing up from the inside. So it's going to be interesting first sort of 100 metres, right?
Yeah, agree. Look, I'm with Zonk, actually. Simon Amer, who's probably cost punters plenty during her career. She started favourite in most of her races and been beaten more often than she's won. But invariably, she runs very, very consistently, as her record suggests. 3 wins, 7 placings from 13 starts. She's got an excellent fresh record, comes off 2 trials, as Simon suggested, gets across and probably controls tempo with the claim, gets in okay at the weights, and I think the price is terrific, about $6.50 as Glenn mentioned earlier. 2 Zonk on top, 1 Savan, that was a super return by her in the Star Reflection Seasons race. That's the form. If she gets any luck in running, she'll be charging home. Just that inside gate, Simon, I'd be interested to see what your thoughts were there. It's a little bit tricky for Christian Reef. He gets any luck, obviously one to beat. 13 Zeiss So Aziz, that's the weight horse here with the claim. Talia Hope can claim the full 3. She'll run a bit of a race here. And 8 Clipper was good first up at Scone. But I thought Zonk was a value run on the last. Simon, 2-1, 13 and 8.
Yeah, I was fairly confident going into this race until you had Patrick Payne on this morning, Ray, pouring cold water a bit on Aziz. But happy to have her on top, the 3-year-old taking on the older horses here. I think she's a pretty promising filly. Obviously, she's heading towards the Magic Millions. And while her form looks patchy, I think she can press forward this time, although he said they'd like to ride it conservatively. But with the claim, she's more than up to this on her best form and happy to spec her each way, although she may need the run. Number 2, Zonk, got to have the leader in the last leg of the quaddy. Number 1, Savan, up in the weights, obviously, but good performance first up. That inside draw is a question mark, Ray. Could have a bit of backsides in front of her, but have to respect her chances. And number 6, Kawakini, drawn out, which suits this mare. I think she's ready to rock and roll today, so keep her safe. But Wizards is on the each way, and my number's 13, 2, 1 and 6.
Darren Flindell goes with the 2 Zonk to beat 1, 10 and 5. 2, 1, 10 and 5 for Darren in the last. Simon, you were keen about race 8?
Yeah, all over to Prive, Andrew. Clearly the best of the day for me. I think he'll be winning.
Okay, so race 8, number 4. You have a good New Year's Eve, mate. Just stay close with Mum and Dad and just look after yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. All the best to you, Marnes and Ray. Hope everyone has a great new year, and all the best to listeners as well.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Simon. Simon Denopoulos, Racing and Sports. And what about your best, Ray?
Yeah, I'm with Simon with race 8, number 4, Deprive. I was also keen on Asterius 2, Andrew. Race 5, number 3, Asterius. So two good bets today at Randwick. And echo Simon's thoughts. Happy New Year to you and Glenn and to all the listeners and viewers.
Yeah, for sure. 5-3 and 8-4. Ray, you have a safe one into your New Year's, mate. Keep well, and we'll hear you tomorrow morning, Sky Sports Radio from 7 with the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ray Thomas and Simon Denopoulos going through them. And don't forget, it's TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival's Road to the Magic Millions Race Day, Boonbra Handicap Day at Doomben today. The Vaux Rogue, the Bruce McLaughlin, they're all there. The $1.5 million Boonbra is part of Australia's number one summer carnival at Doomben today.
Okay, Lionel, what are we calling it?
How about this, Mum? The Bingley This Only Happens Once a Year Absolutely Massive Deals.
Hurry up!
On a huge range of the world's leading brands in everything from fridges and washers to TVs, computers and Bluetooth speakers.
I've got to go now.
At prices you won't believe sale.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
But, Mum, this year's sale is bigger than big.
The Bingley Bigger Than Big Sale. Done.
But, Mum!
Lionel.
The Bigger Than Big Sale. On now at Bingley.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but
whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 3 at Doomben, Randwick and Moonee Valley. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. Excludes SANWA residents. TAB account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Secure the very best that New Zealand has to offer. With a catalogue of the best yearlings available, buy from the best in the business at the NZB Standardbred Sales in Auckland and Christchurch. Contact NZB Standardbred now to request the catalogue or view online at nzbstandardbred.co.nz. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest two-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Fade. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, don't forget those offers. Races 1 to 3 today for Randwick, Doomben and Moonee Valley. The offers back, if your horse runs second or third, you get a bonus bet back up to $50. Moonee Valley in Melbourne, they irrigated yesterday and they've had some morning showers, which we'll update on in just a moment. The track is a good 4, Penno 4.64 and the rail is True. Race 1, take out 10 and 12. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, 3 and 8 are scratched. Race 5, number 10. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, 8 and 9. And race 8, take out number 11. One rider there. Race 4, number 6, Shotgun Rosie, is Jason Maskeel. Race 4, number 6, Jason Maskeel. We're awaiting riders for race 5, number 8, and race 7, number 6. Still to come, 5, 8 and 7, 6. Marty Sinan, track manager of Moonee Valley, has just let me know. He's just checked the gauge. Moonee Valley's only received 1 millimetre of rain in the showers that have passed through this morning. It's starting to clear, and it will be a good 4 unless something happens that's not looking on the radar at this stage. We thank Marty Sinan for that. So, Dean Lester, only a mill of rain in those showers this morning. That certainly won't affect the Moonee Valley.
No, probably just freshened it up, Andrew. Ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, good morning to you. Yep. How's the program look there today?
It's a pretty low-grade meeting by Saturday standards, but doesn't look a bad punting day. I think we can find a winner.
And a lot of, we've been talking about the Magic Millions a fortnight away, a lot of interest in Yes, 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 Elberg, and was there another one? But certainly those two are very prominent in the TAB markets for the race in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think Yes, Yes, Yes is a legitimate contender. I'll be interested to see Al Burke. I thought he was pretty flattered by that Ballarat race. But, yeah, Yes, Yes, Yes has been good to date.
Okay, and Mark Hunter's online as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Yeah, the two-year-old, this first race, is and with debuters, have we seen most of them, Mark?
Yes, we have, Hoff, and I'd be having a good look at Yes, Yes, Yes for the Magic Millions. You just know where he's always got that little target race, and this horse will just keep improving and improving. So good look at it today, and I wouldn't be talking you out of taking the early odds for the Magic Millions.
Okay, Glenn Munsey's with us at TAB. We looked at it early. Glenn, did we mention Yes, Yes, Yes?
Well, a chance, Andrew, and someone
sorry,
actually...
Sorry, what price?
$8. $8. Someone thinks Al Burke will race well because they've had 250 each way at $101 this morning in the Magic Millions. It's okay. Still at 101 if they'd like to have it again.
Yeah, let them on.
Best when we're going to make wicker baskets, are we?
Let them on. Well, let's have a look at the first. This is the race we're talking about at 12:45.
Yeah, and a short price favourite here in Yes, Yes, Yes. I suppose I better get the right race up. I'll get off the millions and get back to this. $1.85. It went up 180 this morning. Back to 185 now. Al Burke, who went up 14, is now 13. Battle Cruiser at 19. Cathars at $7.50. Crystal Bow at 26. Kin Nico at $18. Matador at 12. Sweeping the Board at 19. Three Legs In at 10. Scratched Absolute Flirt. Mac Tabba at $6.50 and Pretty Brazen is a scratching. It's all about Yes, Yes, Yes here. Went up $2.50 in a full field, although Absolute Flirt went up 10, was 10 into 8, and Pretty Brazen was a $14 chance. But it's been averaged out at around about 6 to 4, on the, a bit less. It's been averaged out at about 5 to 4, or $2.25. Yes. Now $1.85. But 180 out to 185 this morning. Second picks, panels away, three legs in.
And are you with the favourites, Dean?
I am, Andrew. He was very good on debut behind, I think, one of the better two-year-olds in Brooklyn Hustle, and then he won well last start, and I think he can probably win again. I'm interested in Cathar as a first starter in the Godolphin team. I thought this horse jumped out well at Werribee, covered a lot of ground and jumped out well, and then given a pretty easy jump out at Flemington recently, so it's ready to go. 1,200, I think, will suit. 11, MacTabber's going to be winning races. Just got an awkward draw to contend with here, but she ran well on debut. Very much leader-dominated race on a leader-dominated track. And Battle Cruiser, didn't mind a recent jump out for this horse. I think the 1,200 from an inside draw will suit it. So it's quite a good race, but yes, is the one to beat. 1, 4, 11 and 3.
Yeah, I think it'll win, yes. So I just love the improvement it showed from start one to start two with education, manners, and I think it gets a good run just behind the speed here. Comes out and is too strong and wins at the 1,200. Thought 11 MacTavish could certainly improve with a better getaway and probably a more aggressive ride, can be up the front and go better. 2 Alberk will give you a sight on the speed, but this is harder. And I thought 7 Matador wasn't a hopeless trialer. One should win for mine, 111, 2, 7.
111, 2 and 7 for Mark. Matt Hill likes the favourite as well. Number 1 to beat 3, 11 and 2. 1, 3, 11 and 2 in race 1. Race 2 here, it's over the mile at Moonee Valley.
Yes, very, very well named. The toppy here, get your kicks, because it's out of a mare called Route 66, and it's a $34 chance. Calendar Lad at 16, Luca Bell at $7.50, Zoo York at $4.40, Subiaso at $126, Mahi's Angel, $3.20 and favourite, Pritchett at 21, Chairman's Choice at 7, Lynch Mob at 6, Welcome Striker at 23, and Catching Beams is an $11 chance. Best supported runner here is Mahi's Angel, 423.80, now 320. It has more than double the investment on its nearest rival, and there's very, very little separating Zoo York, Luca Bell, and Lynch Mob as second pick.
Okay. Mark, how do you see the second?
I think it's an even race, Hoss, but I think number 3, Luca Bell, can run well here. I've always thought it had a good ability. It won well first up and then just ridden way too close second up and didn't finish off. I think with a quieter ride here, little claim for Jack Martin, it's got a great each-way chance. To beat number 9, Lynchmore, got back, ran on well first up. The jockey's just on fire. 6, Marty's Angel. He can win, but it's certainly got to settle to run the mile strongly. And 4, pick number 4, Zoo York. He got the job done at Sandown. Probably better on a soft track, but looks to be going quite well. And 3 can run well, 3, 9, 6 and 4.
Yeah, I'm taking on this favourite. I think there's some good each-way chances here, and I like Lynch Mob. I think he'll run through the line at 1,600 metres. A few of these might be battling, and I thought his first up run was good to beat 3, Luca Bell. As Mark mentioned, probably too close last start, just a more easy ride here and can run well. I think Catching Beams will give him something to chase here with 51.5. Ran along at a fast speed at Mornington, won easily. The horse that ran a distant fifth in that race bolted in last night, I think will give a good sight, Catching Beams. And Zoo York, who won a pretty weak race last start, but you just know it's going to be a good run with D. Oliver from that draw next best. 9, 3, 11 and 4.
Yeah, Matt Hill's with you here, Dean. The 9, Lynch Mob, to beat 4, 6 and 8. 9, 4, 6 and 8 in race 2. He's got a lot of runners this weekend, Tony McAvoy, hasn't he? He's got them everywhere.
Yes, yeah, he does, Andrew. He's prolific at the moment.
He is. We had him on yesterday, and in the third, this was the one that he brought up. First Diamond, over the 1,200 metres here, Glenn.
Yeah, well, he's got to have a lot of runners, Andrew, because he's absolutely terrified to go out to dinner with anyone anymore,
yes,
in case they shelf what he says at dinner. But he's got First Diamond here, and in this third race, it's a $10 chance. Solar Star at $19, Symphonette at $7, Embrace Me at $13, JJ Dar at $6, Metronomes a $31 pop, Irresistible Girl at $9, Pick Up the Pieces at $13, Sora at $2.40 and favourite, Stravain at $34, and Dentara is at 19. Well, this is one-way traffic here. Sora, 340, 270, 240 this morning. Seven times the amount of money. First diamond is actually second pick, and it's gone 850, 950, 10. And third pick would be Irresistible Girl, who's 10, now 9.
And Sora has already been to the Valley and won here, Dean.
It has, Andrew, and I think it'll probably do that again. There's a few of these that have won at Moonee Valley in saying that, but I thought her performance was good again. It was on that night where the on-paces were advantage, but she may not lead here, and I think she can run very well to beat number 3, Symphonette. Might settle near enough last, but I think could come with a swooping run and run well. That run behind Starfall reads well. JJ Dar was quite good in her first up run, running on well. Could race a lot closer to the speed from the draw here, and Embrace Me probably comes out of the speed battle a bit here. Blinkers went on and won last start, but I thought Sora was well placed again, 9.354.
So I'm going with number 3, Symphonette. I like that 4.9 from Starfall. I thought it ran on well. It's after the 1,200 metres, which is probably some issue, but looks like it should be okay. And from where it balances up, the speed looks okay. Come to the outside and hit the line hard. One first diamond. It's only had one go on a dry track, this horse, and it bolted in. That might be the key to it. The trouble is there's a fair bit of pressure up front. 9, Sora. It had that leader's track, as Dean mentioned. It won okay. It's certainly a harder race and short enough odds. And 4th pick, number 4, Embrace Me, just might be in the right spot running on down the middle. I'll go 3, 1, 9 and 4.
Matt Hills with Symphonette as well here for Philip Stokes, number 3, to beat 4, 9 and 7. 3, 4, 9 and 7. And it's been well spoken about, Dean. Phil Stokes has set up a base at Pakenham. I'm not too sure whether he saw the SA prize money issue happening, but he'd already sort of made the move anyway, hadn't he?
Yeah, he's built a property on course, and he's also bought a farm off course at Pakenham. And, he's certainly going to base himself pretty much in Melbourne. And, the Adelaide situation's not ideal.
Well, we've had it recently in Queensland, and, you know, they got a lot of publicity out of it. I just hope with SA that there's enough people there that will give it energy to try and build up some case towards turning the government on it. You know, there doesn't seem to have been the reaction that we saw in Queensland.
Yeah, you'd hope that there is some sort of activity there, because it's a vital part of our Australian landscape, racing-wise.
Yeah, it is. The government came out last week, the strange timing and a busy time, but that's normally when they drop things. And, prize money is going to be dropping in SA, which is really sad for the participants. Glenn, we want prize money to be bolstering and getting people into the game rather than going the other way.
Well, you know, we are not political commentators, but you'd think they would have had some sort of insight, you know, how strong New South Wales is going. Queensland's just turned it around with some pressure from the racing industry there regarding the point of consumption tax and how the funds were going to be allocated. And South Australia have just gone completely in the opposite direction and said, well, you're basically getting nothing.
It was very strange. So let's just hope things can in some way turn around there and they can build up and build a case towards the government. Let's move to race 4. This is over the 1,000 metres from a benchmark 70 point of view here.
Yeah, we've got Our Gladiator at $8.50. Invisible Girls at $18. Private Lounge is out. Freeze Over, $4.60. Circus Dancer, $26. Shotgun Rosie at $19. Soul Star, $4.20. That price makes it favourite. Forget Me Not is out. Caribbean Pearl at $7. Crack the Code at $4.40, Swizzle Sticks at $11, Bay Wen at $15, and Bicon Dover is a $34 chance. So we've got to look down to Crack the Code. It's the most popular runner here, although today has gone $4.20 back out to $4.40. It's all the actions down the bottom here. Second pick is Swizzle Sticks, third pick is Caribbean Pearl, and the next pick is Bay Wen, number 12.
Is this one of these difficult races, Mark?
Oh, so I think there are two main hopes. I'm with number 10, Crack the Code, who I thought won well on debut, then copped a soft track in a harder race second up. Wasn't disgraced. It's been for a spell. It's come back. It's trialled well. It's got Oliver from a good gate. Stable's going well. And I think it's the one to beat number 7, Soul Star. the race sets up well for Sol Star. It'll be back and swooping down the middle with the claim. You'd just like to see it savage the line that bit better in a race. After that, number five, Circumstances, massive odds. It's just flying. It'll be running on strong. We've got at least a place chance. And I've put number nine, Caribbean Pool, in, weaving through and running on. I like 10 from 7, 10, 7, 5 and 9.
Yeah, I thought it was a tricky race, but on with the same horse, Crack the Code. I think she's the one with the upside. She's trialled up well and looks a good chance. As Mark mentioned about Caribbean Pearl, she'll be probably weaving through. I think she'll be following Crack the Code through the field, and with Craig Williams aboard here, that's a plus. She can run well. I'll put in one Our Gladiator on pace and four Freeze Over likewise on pace next best. 10, 9, 1 and 4.
And 10 also, the fancy from Matt Hill, Cracked the Code for Mick Price to beat 4-1 and 7. 10-4, 1 and 7 in race 4. Race 5 we preview now with Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. This is over the mile, a benchmark 70 race.
Yes, and the toppie here is Casa de Lago at $7, Savageau at $13, Esposito Gold at $26, Yatta Aizu at $12, Crimson Tears $3.60, Ice Girl at $13, A Moving Place at $26, Rosso Antico, geez, that's 1970s Rosso Antico, a bit of Cinzano at $15, Three Strikes at $34, Miss Entices out, and Ocean X, clear favourite here at $2.30, in from $2.60 first thing this morning, in from $2.80 overall. Best supported runner by far. Half the total investment on the race is on Ocean X, and 80% of the money invested on it has come this morning, forcing a $2.60 to $2.30. Second pick is Crimson Tears, and it's been $3.50 out to $3.60 with Ocean X trimming up today.
And that's another one here, Dean, for Mick Price.
Yes, she won her maiden very well, Ocean X, after a good chase at Yarra Valley behind Made Me Shiver. I think that form's okay. She's progressive. A lot of these have hit their mark. Crimson Tears is going well. She rounded them up to win last start. Not sure Barrier One's absolutely ideal, but she's got a chance. Casa de Lago was very well ridden to win first up, gets out to the longer trip, which suits, and Three Strikes with the blinkers on, getting fitter, getting a riding change, might be one for the trifectas and first fours, but I thought Ocean X would be hard to beat, well enough found, and price-wise, though, 11.519.
Yeah, not much to add here. I've got the same trifecta, the same booker. 11 Ocean X should have won at Yarra Valley. It was a fantastic run. Went to Geelong against a weak field on soft ground, but just blew them away. I think it's got a good barrier draw here. Can just about babysit the second favourite, and Dwayne can control the race, move into the race at the right time, and it's the one to beat. Five Crimson Tears, a real improver, but can be a bit tardy away. It's a chance to get double cross down on the fence and just need luck to get clear. One Casa de Lago jumps in distance, but the stable's on fire, and I threw number six Ice Girl in as a place chance only. 11 the one to beat, 11, 5, 1 and 6.
And Matt Hill's gone exactly the same way in the fifth race, 11 to beat 5, 1 and 6. Dean, New Year's Day, Tuesday.
That's it.
Really, really just opening up the doors, letting people in, coming into host. Who do you reckon's hosting between 7 and 9 on Tuesday?
Munns.
Munns. Mm. He's coming in.
Is he really?
He's going to be doing the interviews.
For the year.
Yeah, he's doing the interviews. He's been practicing for the last 2 weeks.
Will you be at Burrumbeat, Dean?
I'm a fair chance, Munns.
I thought
it's TAB this year too.
Yeah, going to say. Yeah, yeah. You'll be able to top off. You know, get there and the late mail from Burrumbeat.
Yeah, well, you just may get that. You never know.
Anyway, he's really up and about.
We're
going to
set the bar very high in 2019 and do our best
starts in a real positive way. January 1, G. Munsey. I mean, the Duff will be shaking in his boots.
Will 2 hours be enough for 7 till 9?
He may just have to stay on till 9:30. He may just have to stay on till 9:30.
May just have to be there. And then, of course, Andrew, you know, it'll be only a matter of time before we'll be doing the show from the shoebox at the Gold Coast with the air conditioning up.
No, no.
We don't have to be on TV, do we?
We're on TV, but we're taking the van just for you and Duff.
Oh, that's good. That's
we're in
that's
the van. We're
That's a very
we're
pleasant and pleasing
Remember when we were there this year and we sweated out even before we'd gone to air?
Oh, the guests were refusing to come on because, yes. You know, they thought, you know, tanning salons had been barred. but we got them there at the Gold Coast. It's nothing better than being at the races at 6 o'clock in the morning, is it, Andrew?
No, exactly. But we've got the OB van. We're going to be up there in the van during the week. So, that'll
so that
be,
means junket for some people up there that week, big sports breakfast and others?
Might be, yeah, but it'll be good. All right, let's straighten up here and look at race six at the Valley over the 2040.
Yeah, we always enjoy one of these. Another Caldy is an $11 chance. Double Bluff at $126. Beauty Way at $4.80. Masculino, $2.90. Al Galil is a $2.50 favourite. Shazozo, $26. Strike Force, $26. And Kentucky Breeze is at $9. Well, they want to be with Masculino here. $4.20 it went up. Al Galil went up $2.50. It's been $4.20, $2.80, $2.90 though today. And Al Galil's gone $2.50, $2.40, $2.50. They're the Al Galil's actually not second pick. Beauty Way's second pick at the moment.
Gee, this is another one for Mick Price here. Two or three of these could tumble in for him. What about this one, Mark?
Yeah, same colours as the race before, Hoss. Two, the same connections. I'll go number four, Mescalino. It was a good win. It was a good ride, and it was a good win to dig deep at Flemington win over 1,700 metres in a bit of a dash home. I think 2,000 metres is better for it. It'll be fitter for that run. Just got to be careful he doesn't get cluttered away on the fence here. And if he gets clear running, he can win to beat number five, Al Galil. Good win last time. The horse is getting better. It runs the fifth strongly now. Harder for number three, Beauty Way, but it's got no weight. It'll press forward and down to eight, Kentucky Breeze. It'll give you a sight. I can't see how it turns the tables on Mescalino. Four to beat five, then it's three and eight.
Yeah, very similar. I think Mescalino, I actually think, whilst it's a good competitive race, he's the better of the day. He's an up-and-comer. He knows how to win. He's won 6 of 14, and that was a good effort to win at a shorter trip last start. I think he's better suited here to beat Beauty Way, who was just perfectly ridden to win at Pakenham. But he's got form up to 2,000 metres. Another one perfectly ridden to win last start was Al Galil. Craig Williams gave him the best ride possible to win there. He's got a chance. And then Kentucky Breeze, who led last start at a very slow pace, but he's having a good campaign. He might be next best, but I think Mescalino will win. 4, 3, 5, and 8.
Matt Hill, our race caller, likes Beggy's horse here, Beauty Way, number 3, to beat 4, 5 and 8. 3, 4, 5 and 8 in race 6. Race 7, the Legends over the 2,500 metres. This race for Benchmark 78 horses.
Yes, and Mazaz here for Chris Waller in this race is a $5 chance. Pleasuring at 11, As You're Right at $8.50, Goodwood Zodiac at $9.50, Khartoum is at $5, The Gatting Ball at $8.50, Diamond Grace at $9.50, Scratch the Next Two, down to number 10, Chapal at $3.80 and favourite, Stormy Shore 23, and Anna Mann's 101 chance. Not an overly exciting betting race here, but Chapal is the best supported runner, and Ben Allen not riding today. We've got three riding replacements now. The rider here for the Gadding Ball is Damien Oliver. Back to race 5, number 8, Rosso Antico is now Craig Williams. And in race 4, number 6, Shotgun Rosie is now Jason Maskeel. So Ben Allen not riding at Moonee Valley.
All right, your thoughts in this one, Dean?
Yeah, hardest race of the day for me, Andrew. There's not a lot between them. Comes down to luck in running. The only one outside of the current form line really is As You're Right. I thought he had no luck last week in a better race behind Etymology. Drops back a grade here, gets a senior rider. I'm going to go with him. But then you've got the horses all out of a race at Flemington 2 weeks ago. The Gadding Ball, I think if he'd stayed to the fence, he would have won. Came out, had no luck. Diamond Grace got too far back from a wide draw. She can race a lot closer here, getting fitter and as a winner at Moonee Valley. And Chappell was ridden back at Flemington from the wide draw and ran very well. He's there with a chance, but Mazaz comes through that form line, and even Khartoum through the Pakenham Cup have all got chances. Really tough race. 3, 6, 7, and 10.
Yeah, probably 8 out of 10 going the quaddie here. I'm going with number 5, Khartoum, who I think will certainly need luck from the gate. Well, good in the Pakenham Cup. It's going really well. If it ticks the Gadding Ball, got the blinkers going back on. The Oliver will suit this horse too. It takes plenty of winding up and getting going. One Mazaz carries the weight, consistent, and 10 Chappell, who I thought even got beaten last time, went better than winning the start before. It's a chance also. 5, 6, 1, and 10.
5, 6, 1, and 10 for Mark. Matt Hill likes Mazaz here, number 1, to beat 7, 10, and 4.
1-7, 10-4 for Matt in race 7. We're up to the second last now at Moonee Valley, a field of 11 to line up with the scratching of number 11.
Yes, and number one here is Belwazi. It's a $6.50 chance. Astro Castro at 34. Kakanui at $11. Makahu Boy, I'll get it right sooner or later, at $9. Liberty Songs at 19. Miss Norway, she's a $3.30 favourite here. Terindar at 19. Ransari, 21. Tbilisi at $5. Nonpia at $9.50. Bonnie's Bond Sensation is a scratching, and El Magnificence at $8.50. One way here, all for Miss Norway, $3.80 to $3.30, and well, the second pick is very, very long way away, is the toppy in Belwazi.
Not a lot of spread in the weights here, even with the claims. The top eight have all taken claims here, Mark.
Yep, Sipresto and Castro the host.
Yeah, seven out of the eight.
Yeah, I'll go with, I think there are two hopes, one and six, two main hopes. I'm going to go with number one, Belwazi. Certainly worried about gate one by now. That's going to be the issue. I don't think it will lead. It'll get crossed and certainly need luck to get to the right part at the right time. But the blinkers went back on last time. It was a fantastic run. It was working 4 or 5 wide the whole way. I think it's very well suited here, but it will need luck getting clear. No doubt number six, Miss Norway, the one to beat. Should have won probably comfortably there first up their protest. Got a great chance. Down to number 10, Nonpayo, who showed good strength last time, and 3, Kakanui. Just getting back onto a better track should improve. 1 from 6, then 10 and 3.
Yeah, I agree with the Quinella, but I'm going the other way. I'm going with Miss Norway. I thought she should have been a clear-cut winner last start. She won on protest eventually, but she raced a bit keen, so I think just that day at the races will have just made her a little bit fitter and tuned in. I think she's the one to beat. Belwazi was a terrific run last start. Just needs that run at the right time from the inside draw. I'll put in Tbilisi. I think if there's a swooper that will win the race, it's Tbilisi. He's going quite well, and I think Dylan Dunn knows how to ride him well. And I'll put in El Magnificence next best. But I think 6 and 1 are the key runners. 6, 1, 9, 12.
Yeah, Matt Hills with the 6 as well, Miss Norway, to be 12, 1 and 10. 6, 12, 1 and 10 in the second last. And there's no scratchings here, Glenn, in the last over the 1,000.
Yeah, so a little bit different. 2,000-metre races to end the day at the Valley today. And this one here, the race 9, Thermal Currents at $7. Ashlaw, $2.90 and favourite. Our Luca at $3.40. Tildy Ladd at 6, Rocket Tommy at 14, Cashed at 34, Essence of Terror at 9, Murphy's Reward 21, Pravro at 19, and Thelberg is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here is Our Luca, 4 into 360 into 340. That's pushed the favourite Ashlaw from 250 all the way out to 290. Its second pick, and third pick is Essence of Terror, who's been very solid around the $9 mark.
Ashlaw back from Perth. Mark, in the last for you?
I think it's a hard race. I'll be going wide. It's not much between them. I'm going to go number one, Thermal Current, who I liked last time. It's probably a touch disappointing. I just think, you'd think the inside would have to be off by now. This horse will probably be last. Goes well for Craig Williams, sweeping down the outside. Beat number two, Ashlaw. Just might be in a tricky spot here. Leaders back. Just need to get clear at the right time. But a good horse. I'll put number seven, Essence of Terror. Races well up the valley, and for Tildy Ladd, who's okay first up. It's got that little claim. It's a good horse when it's right. Our look at the other chance. They've gone 1, 2, 7, and 4.
Yeah, I've gone the other way. I'm going with Ashlaw, but he will need the bit of luck from the inside draw. But and you're sort of betting on how he's come back from Perth, but he's going well. His Wincox Plate day was good, and his run in the winter bottom was terrific. Thermal Current, I'm really forgiving of that last run. He was just exposed way too early and too close, and that's what Craig Williams knows about him, to cover him up, bring him with one run, and I think he's the danger. 3, Our Luca, he just keeps winning. He's won 7 of 13. Now he's building a good record. And Essence of Terror, who does race well at Moonee Valley and gets Dwayne Dunn here, which is a plus. 2, 1, 3, 7.
And Matt Hill likes Ashlaw, makes it his best bet of the day, number 2 here, to be 3, 1 and 7. 2, 3, 1 and 7 in the last for Matt with his best, race 9, number 2. Mark, what are your standout bets?
Hoss, I like race 1, number 1, yes, yes, yes. And I like race 6, number 4, Mascarino.
Race 6, number 4. All right, mate, you have a good day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. And Dean, how are you going to play it for best?
Race 3, number 9, Sora. And I agree with Mark on Mascolino. Race 6, number 4.
Righto. We've got a couple of Patrick Paynes running in Sydney today. Hassan Eagle on the way to the Gold Coast, and the horse in the last. I think a couple of people have pronounced it different today, so I'm hesitating. Zizis?
Zizis, yep.
So they're running. Hassan Eagle always, at this time of the year, always runs well.
Yeah, well, I think in previous years he's gone for the sprint, and he won it 2 years ago, but I think you'll see him run in the 1400 this year, because he's you know, as he's got a bit older, he's being tried over a little bit further. So he's going very well, though. He ran well first up.
Anything else around the traps that you've spotted?
I think Darren Weir's taking a very good horse to Adelaide, Yulong September. I think it'll be winning.
Okay, and as Glenn is doing, we're just trying to... What race is it in?
Race 3, is it?
Okay.
I haven't checked scratchings. I hope it's in.
No. There it is. Race 3, number two, Yulong September it is there, running with Dean Yendall heading there today.
Yes, it was a terrific win on debut at Sandown, and I think destined for better things, that horse.
Yeah, $2.60.
It's a good price, Buns.
Right,
it's
well,
a bit of a Christmas gift
first
there.
First bet on is $10 since you've tipped it up. So
I've got a $10 punter that follows me. They go on straight away, don't they?
Yes, they're waiting. If they've
got their $10,
I don't ask.
And they probably use their multiplier, so they might have got more than $2.60.
Yeah, and there's Yulong Stars. I'm looking at another Yulong there. Yulong Stars.
Yulong September.
Yeah, in the first race, it's a $4.60 chance. No, someone just had 300 on it. But
this is September. Race 3, number 2, currently at 2.
Someone just wants 5,000 on the next favourite at Santa Anita. If you'd like to accommodate that punter, boys in the office there.
All right. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy New Year to you, because I won't speak to you on Tuesday by the sounds of it.
Well, but tune in, Dean, from 7 o'clock through till 9 for the preview.
Of course, and then I'll join
He'll
in.
He'll be recording it. He'll be recording it for history.
It'll be podcasting.
To be award-winning.
Can't believe it's not award-winning at the moment.
Good on you, Dean. We'll leave it there. Let's really move on very promptly. Otherwise, you'll just drag it out till Tuesday. Thank you, mate. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, good on you. Thanks, guys.
Dean Lester looking at Moonee Valley with Mark Hunter. Leave us with a couple of jockey challenges there, Glenn.
Right, we'll go to the Valley first of all, seeing we've just concluded the preview there, and the Jockey's Challenge favourite today is Craig Williams. He picks up that extra ride too. He's $1.90 over John Allen at $4, Dwayne Dunn's at $6.50, any other jockeys at $9, Jack Martin and Damien Oliver $17 a pair, Liam Reardon's at $31, Beau Merton's at $34 at Randwick. The favourite there is Huey Bowman at $2 over Corey Brown at $2.20. Jason Collett's an $8.50 chance. Robbie Dolan's at $13. The Hippo Adam Hieronymus at $19. A big jump to Christian Reith and any other jockey, $51 each of two. And Sam Weatherly at $81, whilst at Doomben, a big day up there. Jimmy Byrne, the $2.50 favourite, over Bretton Abdullah, back in the country. He's gone to Brisbane at $5. Dale Smith's at $5.50. Robbie Fradd at $6.50. Any other jockeys at $8. Jeff Lloyd's at $12. Damien Brown's at $17. And Larry Cassidy is a $31 chance. And that Brisbane preview, Andrew, coming up shortly. And I think you'll find Just Serene's about $1.60 odd or something now. What race is it? Is it race
three or five?
Yeah,
five.
Outback Barbie's $2.70. Just Serene, a $1.65. Thank you very much. With the scratchings of Divine Factor, Boomstress, Lubuck, and also Regal Romance.
All right, we'll get to Michael Maxworthy after the break with the full preview. You enjoy your day, and we'll talk to you Tuesday.
We will, certainly will, Andrew. I'll talk to you before that. And still $2.60, Yulong September. There has been a significant bet on it there because there's now $7,402 been invested on it today.
All right. Well, someone's plunged since Dean mentioned it. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Thanks, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey from TAB. After the break, our full Doomben preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DePortally, of course. Here's the traffic.
Get caught speeding this holiday period and you'll face double the points. With double demerits in force until midnight Tuesday, January 1, you can stop it or cop it. At Pendle Hill Great Western Highway, we've got lights flashing yellow at Etalong Road. Also at Hurlston Park, the lights are flashing yellow. New Canterbury and Canterbury Roads, affecting traffic in all directions. At West Rye, we've got some timber on the road. Victoria Road at Marsden Road, that's affecting eastbounders. And the M5 can't find a slow spot between Casula and the airport. The King Living Summer Sale is on now. Now's the time to save up to 50% off selected furniture designs. Visit your nearest King Living showroom today. Summer sale on now. It's Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio talks harness racing all year round, starting New Year's Day. A special On the Pace will look back at 2018 and future harness racing in New South Wales. On the Pace, Tuesday morning from 10:30. Stay with Sky Sports Radio.
Inglis graduates dominated the spring three-year-old classics. Extra Brute in the Derby.
He's strong. He wins the Derby. Extra Brute from Stafford.
Aristia in the Oaks.
Aristia just in front of Graceful Glamour. Aristia. Aristia won the Oaks from Graceful Glamour.
The Autumn Sun in the Guineas.
4 lengths in front. The Autumn Sun blazes in spring. Bumps in 6 lengths.
Where will the smart buyers be in 2019? Inglis.com.au.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on a Saturday, and we're looking now at Doomben. Fine and a good four, the Penno 5.5 and the rails at 1 metre. They put 4 mils on late yesterday afternoon, knowing that it's going to be a very warm day up there. The scratchings, race 1, number 8, race 2, take out 5, 18, 19 and 20. The third is clear, race 4, the emergency, number 17. Now, the Bruce McLaughlin race 5, you can take out 6, 10, 11 and 13. 6, 10, 11 and 13. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, 7 and 10. Race 8, number 8. And race 9, the scratchings are 7, 10, 16 and 20. 7, 10, 16 and 20. Michael Maxworthy up there. Good morning to you, Maxie. You've got another warm day ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't think there's any doubt the track will get to a good three. They like to try and have a little bit of give in it, hence a little bit of watering. But it is such a warm day, Andrew. I think it's going to be pretty firm by the time we get to the first race on the card.
And it is the last day virtually of the Brisbane part of the TAB Queensland Summer Carnival, with the road to the Magic Millions that day in a fortnight, and the Boombra worth $1.5 million. You've got the Vaux Rogue, the Bruce McLaughlin, and so many horses running. That Bruce McLaughlin, I think every horse running could make it to the Gold Coast.
It's just such a vital race, and the most interesting runner is the one that's been spruced on social media and across the country. Yeah. Just Serene. I don't think I've ever seen a horse almost favourite for the actual Magic Millions. I think she's $6, second favourite behind the $5 favourite, but hasn't had a public barrier trial. Basically, she's been backed on a tip. So we'll see how she goes. But I must say, I did see her in a jump out. There is vision of that jump out that was provided by Sky Racing, and she did look pretty good.
I will say, talking with Tony McAvoy yesterday, he's been embarrassed about how much publicity the filly has got. He's saying the filly's got a lot of class, but simply she needs to win today to run in a fortnight's time. If she runs second or third, she's not going to have enough prize money. So there is a fair bit of pressure on Just Serene today. All right, let's have a look at the card. The first race, a benchmark 70. Ignite the Light at TAB Fixed Odds 260. Over Pierre Day, number 10, at 480, and Mashani Wrangler at 650.
Yeah, this is the weakest link on the 9 race cards today, just the benchmark 70, and it's hard to get too enthusiastic, Andrew. Some great racing coming up later. I couldn't have this favourite, Ignite the Light. I think Pierre Day might take him on for the lead. He's not going to be that strong at the end of the 1200, so if you like him, It'll be a matter of hold your breath, but there isn't a lot of depth to it, hence Midnight the Light is favourite. I've gone for his stablemate, though, number three, Brains. He's around about $9 or $10. I know he's going to want further, but I can see the gunner being strong early here and him being a little on the fresh side. I'm sure he's going to run on, but it's whether he can catch these speedsters, because he definitely will want something longer. But, look, he's fit enough. He's had two trials, and the first one he finished alongside Care to Think, and in the most recent trial he finished alongside Hootson and Doubt Defying, and not fully tested. So I'm going to take the punt on Brains to beat number six, Rashani Wrangler. He'll go forward, and I think he's got a really good chance of winning the race. Then number nine, Nearstone Rock, who's good fresh. And number 10, Piraday, has got a tremendous amount of speed, but not that strong at the end. So I'm going to give the favourite to this here and go with the stablemate Brains, 3 to beat 6, 9 and 10.
And Brains, as you say, $9 right now with TAB fixed odds. To race two, this is a TAB Summer Provincial Series final. Coral Bay, number 4, is the favourite here at 480. 3 Bold Shot at 7, and FOMO number 1 is now $7.50. Time to Play number 8 at $9.
Yeah, it should be like a Melbourne Cup market as well. These form lines are coming from all over the place. Big field, 16 runners, very difficult. I'm going with a horse that I think is in great form, and that's number 6, Echo Road. Since transferring to Bruce Hill of the Gold Coast, he's had 6 starts for 4 wins, a sixth and then a last start third. And I thought that last start third at Ipswich was quite good behind a Cargo. They went very, very fast, the leaders, and he did best of the leaders. They dropped off, but he kept whacking away, and he was only beaten 3/4 of a length in the wash-up. The start before at Doomben over the 1350, he just pulled too hard. I'm thinking today from gate number 1, Matt Palmer might be able to just tuck him in behind the speed, fourth or fifth, and hopefully he'll switch off. He does drop significantly in the handicaps. He's just going so well inside gate. I think he'll run us a great race, number 6, Echo Road. Over number 4, Coral Bay. He's returned in great order at home, winning 3 on the trot at the sunny coast. All he needs is luck in running. Traffic is the only slight negative because of his racing style. Got 16 in the mix, Rotherby at a big price. I think he maps beautifully here to pinch some of the money. And then number 9, Akage. The faster they go, the quicker this mare gets to the line. 6, 4, 16 and 9.
Race number 3, the shootout quality here, and Darren Weir starting to build up his summer team for the Gold Coast. Kaiwea number 2, it's the favourite at $4. Esther Carrage number 4 for Chris Waller at $4.80. And then Chris has got the other one that's right in, or there's actually two of them at $5, the 3 and the 5. But Kaiwea up there at $4 is the favourite.
Yeah, he had 2 starts here during the carnival at Doomben, and they were both good runs. Kawaya, he ran 4th in the Premier's Cup behind Rising Red, and then I thought he missed the boat in the Brisbane Cup here, this track of distance, went a good 3rd on that occasion. So he gets around Doomben World, Kawaya. You're right, it's basically the top 2, the Victorians here, versus the Queenslanders, and 8 Queenslanders ran against each other last start in the race won by Magnus Fighter over the 2,000 metres here 2 weeks ago. And out of that race, I thought Tumultuous was a very good run. Now, he was only 2nd up, so he's 3rd up today, and he won that Magic Millions race, the Cup 2200 last year, and he'll be headed towards that way again. So I think he's going to be close to peaking today. Tumultuous, 3rd up in the spell. He'll probably sit midfield, mind his own business, and he'll be strong at the end, and he loves firm tracks. To beat number 5, Magnu Fighter. He's been an outstanding horse ever since a 2-year-old, this fellow, racing in predominantly stakes races, the 2- and 3-year-old. He's got to step it up to 2-2 today, but he makes his own luck on speed. Then the Victorians, 2 Kawaya and 1 Tully. Both of them are coming out of, well, decent enough runs in the Pakenham Cup, but I'm a little concerned about their big weights. 3, 5, 2 and 1 in the shootout quality.
Race 4 is the Magic Millions Felvalon, and Tactical Advantage number 2 is the favourite. 3:30 this morning right now. Mashani Hustler number 16 is at 5:50. It's got some very good form, winter form. Isurian number 13 at $6, and then it's out to Tarzan Maxi at 10.
He is the interesting runner, the one that you mentioned down the bottom Mashani Hustler, number 16, trained by Ben Curry. He's got Caesar form. He beat Caesar. And his last run before the break, he ran second to Zusein. But it's a quantum leap in terms of these more mature horses. This is the first time he's racing against the older horses. No recent public trials. So we're going on reputation with him. But I can't get this tactical advantage out of my mind. I just think he's so well in under the weight scale here. He's only 3 kilos over the minimum. And a lot of the times in Sydney, we see him giving his rivals 5, 6, 7, 8 kilos weight, but not today. I know he's got an awkward alley, but I think Brendan Abdallah will let Tarzan charge early, and he might be able to go across just behind him. And he's got an electrifying turn of acceleration when he gets the right handicap. And I think with 57 today, he'll pick that up and he'll charge away tactical advantage. I'm very keen on him. To beat number 3, Tarzan, he loves to find the fence. And if he does that, and I think he will give a great sight. And then down to 16, Mashani Hustler. I just need to see him today get this opposition as a three-year-old. And then down to number 9, Snitzcraft, who won this race last year when leading at a good gallop. Very interesting race, but I'm going to go with tactical advantage. Keen on him, 2, 3, 16, and 9.
We get to the Bruce McLaughlin for the two-year-olds. We had those scratchings, including Boomstress and Divine Factor that came out this morning. So right now, Maxi, Just Serene, number 14, is $1.65. It's been 175 into 165 in the last 50 minutes. Number 5, Rome, is next best at $6. Mashani Spirit's done nothing wrong at $6.50. And Sun City is now at $9. And Tony McAvoy said on air with us yesterday, Maxi, there is just not the price difference between these two, Just Serene and Sun City. They should be far, far closer.
Absolutely. I can't work it out. I'm just concerned that Sun City is at that price. I mean, he started $5 equal favourite at Flemington, went unlucky, an unlucky second there, and then he started $1.95, ran second behind the Odyssey, and here he is almost $10. Can't work that one out, but good that we're getting confident reports from the McAvoy stable. It's a very interesting race. This Just Serene, I can't wait to see what she can do. She's obviously very talented. You can see it. She's got a lovely, neat stride, and she can get going quickly. What concerns me a little bit is she the full product as yet? She has a barrier blanket. She hesitated. That might be just her being new in that jump out. And then Tony had her set for that race at Eagle Farm over the 1,000. It was going to be perfect. It's not perfect now. She's first up 1,200 metres with that jump out under her belt. Granted, as I said, visually she looks as though she's got loads of ability. I'm going with the Snowden runner here, number 5, Rome. Just the one run in the Breeders, taking ground off the leaders in the straighter spell. His recent barrier trial was good. He's got gate one. Brett Preble rode him in that trial, rides him here. So I prefer him, and we can back him each way. To beat the Spruik horse, 14, Just Serene, definitely won Sun City. I sort of priced him around $4 or $5. And then Chromeric, number 2. Most intriguing race, 5, 14, 1, and 2.
Yep, all the prize money gets them to the Gold Coast in a fortnight's time. The Magic Millions, Vo Rogue. Outback Barbie's the favourite at 270, number 6. Number 1, Boom Sara, $6.50. Light Up the Room, the stablemate to the favourite, $7. And Chess Star took that awkward step the other week, and it's back up there today, $7.50, Chess Star.
Yeah, I think they're hell-bent on trying to lead the Chess Star, and Boom Sara is drawn just outside in the gate number 12. They've got to go forward on him. So I think the tempo is going to be solid. And I'm just hoping that Outback Barbie can slot a couple of pairs back and get into a three deep with cover position. If she does, I think she'll blow the opposition away. She's never not found the line, Andrew, and her run behind Zeus Style was quite extraordinary. Granted, she was rested for the first 600, but the last 600, she was 4 and 5 wide. And her closing sectionals were extraordinary. And she beat 90% of this field hands down last time. So I'm clearly with her today. To beat number 11, Light Up the Room, her stable mate. She's good Light Up the Room. But in terms of ability, I think they're chalk and cheese. Then 1, Boom Sara, and number 9, Clamaro to run on. 60, 11, 1 and 9.
One of the sorties of the day is in the buffering, race 7, Victorum, $1.70 for Jenny Graham, number 4. The toppy most important at $3.80, and Flo, number 6, at $5.
Here's another race where I think the gap between the top two in the market should be closer. And I know when you look in the form guide at their last starts, Victorum beat most important 4.6. But the point is that most important had 5 kilos more than Victorum. Most important, due to his wide gait, had the world's worst run in transit, whereas Victorum had the world's best run. There's only a kilo and a half between them today. Victorum's still got a lot more to offer. I'm with him today, but have a little bit more respect for the most important. He's got this never-say-die attitude, and the conditions look perfect for him today, most important. But I'm thinking he's bumping into a horse that's still on the rise. So Victorum on top of most important. 6 Flow, I thought his trial was brilliant the other day. And then number 2, Monsieur Gustave, the likely leader. 4-1, 6-2.
If there is a feature race, it's the Boonbra today. Race 8, a part of the TAB Queensland Racing Carnival. And Goolwa is the favourite. James Cummings saying, this is one of our best chances today all around the place. Goolwa through the Villiers. It's currently at $2.80, number 9. Coldstone, number 2, $5. And Nicanova is at $5.50.
Well, he'll need to get the race run to suit Goolwa. I know he's got the right credentials, form lines, but this horse that's now with Tony Godden called Coldstone is absolutely flying. And I know he's going to need a bit of luck from that awkward gate, but there is a lot of speed here. They'll charge into that first turn. He's got the speed to go forward, Coldstone, and I'm hoping he can just sneak in behind them. He really opened up and gapped them the other day. I think he'll do something similar today. To beat number 9, Goolwa, as you say, got the right credentials, got a little bit of an awkward gait, but he's certainly up to winning this. 13 KK Boy, he led last time, just went far too quickly. Thought he did a pretty good job to hold on for fifth, and then number 3, Can't Buy Better Fitter, and he can pick up some of the minor money. 2-9, 13-3.
That's the Boonbra. The Nudgee is race 9. The last, Invincibella, the toppy, is at $4. Deminara at $4.20. Our Crown Mistress scratched from another race to run here at $5.50. They dominate it. Stella Victoria, the next price, to $10.
Great race to finish with. A stakes race for the girls. Get off, and I've got 3 here trying to get them into the magic biddings through the wild card. And I reckon they can run 1-2. I've got the 8, Demerara, on top of Jorda. I think because Demerara has got the more tactical speed to jump out of gate 5, put herself in the first 3 or 4. She was a Rose Hill winner first up, beating Smart Amelia. And I thought her recent barrier trial was terrific. Wasn't asked to do anything at all in the trial. Just a lovely pipe opener to keep her sharp for today. To beat Jorda, she's a strong finisher. Didn't have a lot of luck last time at Rose Hill. I think she's more an Eagle Farm horse, though, Jorda. Then number 12, Femme Fireball. She'll need a strong gallop, but she will get it here today. And then Invincibella, she's the class mare, but she'll need a lot of luck from that awkward alley and the wide, rather the awkward alley at the big weight, 59 today. Great race to finish with. There's more chances than that, but I've settled on 8, 3, 12 and 1.
All right, you got a best bet?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Outback Barbie, 14 alley and all, race 6, number 6.
Race 6, number 6. Enjoy it, mate. I know it'll be a warm day, but can't wait to listen and watch it all unfold.
All right. Thank you for that, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. We're going straight to Scone. This is our major provincial program today. It's going to be warm. The stewards have notified us that the horses going there, you need to be 90 minutes before they race, not 2 hours, as was publicised yesterday. So if you've got horses going to Scone, you need to be there 90 minutes before they race. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 4, and the emergency's 15 through 18. Race 3, 1 and 9. Race 4, 3, 9 and 10. Race 5, 4, 6, 7 and 15. Race 6, number 15. Race 7, 5 and 10. And Race 8, 2, 10, 16, 17 and 18. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Gee, they're big pearls. Magnificent racetrack, rail true, which is good. And they're tough. It's a tough day. You'll get value if you're back winners today, Andrew.
All right, well, let's guide our listeners with the first at 116. Britannicus is the favourite here, 270, number two, over Triplicate at $4.
I thought he could win Britannicus. I thought there was four or five chances in the race, but John Thompson's got him, sent him up from Ramwick. The horse that beat him at Wyon the other day is pretty good, Jazzland. Beat him about three lengths. He ended up running fifth. That'd be good enough to win this race. A couple of his runs before, the one at Hawkesbury wasn't too bad back at the end of October. This is his type of race. He's drawn a bit awkward, but it's a huge track. And Andrew Gibbons, he'll get him into a decent spot. And I thought he was a one to beat. Number eight, Triplicate for Richard Friedman. Had a winner yesterday, Rich. Very, very nice horse, Narwhal, who won yesterday at Gosford. This fellow ran second at Bathurst the other day. It was only beating a nose or so in that race over the 2,000 metres. That gives him a good chance here. Number six, Silent Jack. He'll run the trip okay. He's not going too bad. Always thereabouts. And number one, Arlo's Way. Goes to the, 2,200. But he is racing very, very well. 2, 8, 6, and 1.
Race number two, the Inglis Maiden over the 1,100. Haida Largo, number three. Look at it here. There's been a few scratchings this morning, but even in the last hour, Gary, it's gone 5, 480, and now 480 still, number three. Lifetime Quest, number five, at $5, and Thornbrook, number nine, also at $5, and Ramaging, number eight, at $5.50.
I think Lifetime Quest will be hard to beat here. Trial good. Exceeding Excel, three-year-old of Chris Lewis, hasn't had a start. The other day at Wyong, it ran fourth to Agassi in a trial on the 3rd of December, actually, so it's nearly a month now. And he was midfield, four or five off the lead, and he ran on really good in the run home down the centre of the track. He's one of the Guri horses. I think in a very tough race, he'll be hard to beat. Number nine, Thornbrook for Ken Lantry, not without a chance. It's recent form. It ran fourth at Hawkesbury a couple of weeks back. Not beat nearly five lengths, but it battled on well in a better field than this, and a couple of placings at Musselbrook and Taree prior to that. Number three, Hildell, yeah, the one that they've backed. It was just beaten about half a length at Tuncurry. I think that was a showcase meeting recently. Former South Australian, Andrew, has only had two runs, and having its first run for David Atkins, and number seven, Moschini for Rod Northam. This fellow won a trial at Warwick Farm back in August, won a trial at Kembla. He was trained down there at that stage, owned by the Morans, the well-known breeders and owners from Queensland. But in that trial at Warwick Farm, he was ridden right out by Andrew Atkins to just get the money. He's in a good stable, the Country Herald doing good, and he's got Art Thompson. So I would expect that he'll run pretty well. 5, 9, 3, and 7.
Race three, Magic Charlie. Number six is the favourite here. Gary at $3.80.
I like it. I like the trial. Come walk out of the barrier. It's the first start. I walked out of the barrier in the trial at Gosford on the 18th of December. It was a clear last of the 600. And Mitchell Bell pulled it to the outside at the top of the straight. And he had ran on good. No pressure on it at all. Got beat a length and a half by Magic Albert. He'll be hard to beat in a race like this. Number 10, Oakfield Ella. Not without a hope. Got the 1 3/4 at Newcastle the other day. That was a country maiden, I think you'll find. Sizzle won the race. He got beat a length of 3/4, or she did. She went well enough to be a chance here. Number three, Time for Us, for Beth Kavanagh. It tried to lead all the way here last start. Got beat 2.5. This race may be a little bit easier. And number two, Kenny Wynn. 16, 3, and 2.
Race number four, the Pride's Easy Feed. Nuclear Burst, Kim War going out there today. The favourite at 270 over Smooch. It's been supported, 420 to 340 in the last hour.
Best bet of the day, Nuclear Burst. He's one of the Derby horses. Andrew, if you go back to his last prep, July, August, he ran second to Lancaster Bomb and beaten a length and a half. And he won a good provincial race recently. He ran second at Gosford to Sky Ray, who beat these by 10, only to beat a head that day. He ran second at Wyong at the Republic, only beating a long head. He ran fourth at Newcastle to close. I mean, that is outstanding form. first up recently at Hawkesbury, four wide, during the run, had no cover at one stage, then got a bit of cover. They'll beat about 3.7. Second up, the horse has raced well. It's only preparation, but it runs second. Adrian Lake gets a good opportunity here from a good barrier. I bought it, and I thought it was the best bet of the day. Number two, Fort Jackson. The other day here at Scone, he sat outside the leader. Three wide, no cover to the turn. He was beaten about two lengths, but he tried hard. Had a tough run. He's run a number of places. He's second pick, Smooge. The Stewie Rams in his son, John. Way down the bottom, number 14. It's got a hope. Run a couple of placings here lately. And chased okay last start. And number four, Derby Star. Eight the best to beat 2, 14 and four.
Race five on this eight-race card's a benchmark 58. Number eight, Off the Dial, is at 350 in clear favourite. Poulton Lassands, number 10, at 460. And Living Choice up the top there for Cody Nesta, a $5 chance.
He's another one for Chris Lee here, or she is Off the Dial. He's got some terrific chances again today. Chris hasn't had this mare that long. This is her first preparation for him. And she hit the line really hard to win a 1,400 here at Scone 2 weeks back. She only just got there. Gives the impression she is desperate for a mile. 1,600, she's got it today. Think of McClellan rode her the other day, rides her again today. I think she's the one to beat without question. Number 10, second pick, Poulton Lassands. Greg Ryan found the right lane here last start. It absolutely bolted in a maiden mare by 3.5 lengths down the centre of the track.